You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No!
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
American dream, the Boston dream, Bobby Kelly. He's a city actor. He does stand up. He's a father. He's the Boston dream.
For the record, Joe List hates that song, and I love it.
I don't hate it.
You said you hated it.
It's not good.
It's great.
It sounds like a song from Scarface.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right, let's go around the room real quick. Scopo, introduce everybody.
To my right, we have the truth, Joe List.
Hi, I am full blown out of the closet now. I'm a homosexual man.
Oh, he's living it, ladies.
I mean, men. Fuck. Fucked it up.
Nice to be here, everybody.
And then we know who that is. Dan Soder, everybody.
AKA
Monster Voice.
Scopo, do you write the descriptions on Instagram?
No, he did the last one.
No, but do you normally?
Yes.
Stop. Just stop.
Why?
It upsets me.
Why?
I've punched a wall because of it.
Why?
Thank you. It's to our next long. Guest.
It's this long.
Robert wants it that way.
Hang on. That's not true.
Let's get into it.
Hang on.
I'll introduce the guest. I'm introducing the guest. Yes. Great dude. Hilarious. Jason Lawhead.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm good to be back, man. We're going to be back in New York. But yeah.
How big's your dick?
It's got a piece of it.
It's what an Instagram update should be. That's how big my dick is. It's that long.
It gets the job done, right?
Yeah, it gets the job done. It lasts as long as an Instagram video. But I... That Instagram description is that long.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Scopo,
it's not my show. I don't know if it's plateaued or not. It's not my show. But I'm just telling you, it's that long.
Yeah. Now, here's the deal.
Okay.
I think Scopo, as a writing practice, as a writing, when he first started them, they were even longer.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Okay, and he would repeat himself, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's good for Scopo to, every week, write something. Now, we switched it up last week because Deepu kind of stepped in and said, listen, can I describe it? He wanted to describe it a little better. He wanted to add a little more. So Deepu took it and then sent it back to him, and then they sent it to me. Yeah.
Can we change it so it's more entertaining and it still gives Scopo practice? Can we do the description where he makes fun of one thing about everybody on the thing? That way it can be...
You can't do that with everybody because not everybody on the show likes to be made fun of.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like to be made fun of.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to deal with him. Are you mad? Are you mad?
No, I try to give everyone little nicknames.
Yeah, it's awful. That's the part that it makes me angry.
Joe List, he was back from Ireland last week.
Yeah.
But you called it the Emerald Isle.
I didn't say that. Say Emerald Isle off. I did not say that.
Maybe he just said it in our text.
I say Emerald Isle.
Can I bring up one that let me bring up the ones that
can you please read it?
Has anybody seen
ask Scopo? I want to hear. Yeah, I want to hear sounds.
Lauren over here too.
Yes, we got Lauren is over here. She is not a comedian. She's sitting in. We don't know what you are yet.
Beautiful.
We're gonna figure. Well, she is beautiful. We're gonna figure that out though today. Okay. We know that she's not a fucking podcaster because she's not fucking talking to the microphone.
Hey, Dan, I can bring it up for you.
No.
So she's did she replace the one, the Australian that was here last year?
Anybody
she did.
Seen Kelly.
And then he whatever he came in and
oh, okay, so that,
you want that
he was he went from that. So Scopo was over there.
Scopo was here. She was there.
Gotcha,
he moved
right,
there.
Right.
And he
right.
made this thing his.
Okay. Good.
This is
good,
his.
So.
He's video producer. He's show producer. They kind of took over and
I
made
like
their
it.
Own little thing.
And they hate each other.
No, they
it's
don't.
A bitter
actually,
rival.
No, we don't have.
Nah, stop saying
that's
that.
All
Joe.
That's all gone. That's all gone.
I'm trying to get
they
the
used
viewers.
There used to be a lot of
who?
Fights here.
Tension.
With Kelly, Scopo, Lewis.
Yeah, that was great. It was like
Kelly,
you know, it was
Dan.
Like
a, oh,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
To you, because you never got fucking phone calls. Mate, I'm trying to do my best, mate.
I would get cornered at fucking bar shows by Kelly hyperventilating.
I did.
Is there anything? Is there a reason? Do you know if Lewis really?
I did this show last year. She was in the chair. Like I'd never done the show before, and I didn't know what to expect. I was like, after the end of it, I was like, do we get to punch her on the way out? Like,
geez,
that,
right?
That was just
it's
that,
those,
brutal.
Those days are over, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not a comedian.
No.
No,
so you're funnier than her.
Maybe if I get
ooh. Ooh. She looks.
Hey, Kelly.
Still, and she books a gig in Australia.
I don't go there.
It's $12,000
yeah,
for one night.
No, I'm just
business class.
I was just going along for the ride from last year. I was like, Jesus.
No, she's no, yeah. She used to get a lot of shit. We used to give her a lot of shit.
Yeah, she took a fucking.
But we did it in a very fun way. Meats and cheeses was fun.
That was great.
Lewis just came in and go, you stupid, you dumb.
Yeah, Lewis made it
kill
real.
Yourself.
But
you should leave.
She was mean to him as well.
Hey, she was very mean to him too.
Where's the bomb down at, by the way?
I don't know.
It's in my
it's right
asshole.
Here.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Just making sure.
Earlier it was in my asshole.
Why don't you take it? Because it'll probably go that way first if you talk.
Yeah. Well, last week, you know, I wasn't even on the show.
Why?
Oh, that was great. I like that format.
Can I say something? You need to not. Your beard needs to follow your neck fat. You can't.
I just shave
make
here
a neck.
Wait, hold on.
I don't want to shave this because it's annoying.
Scopo, go like this though. So you line it up.
Yeah, don't
line
it up.
Just go in here in the shower.
Leave it though. Leave the whole neck.
Yeah,
thing.
Don't line it up.
Look what Liz does.
Yeah, right.
But I was told last night the opposite. I should be shaving some because it gives you a bigger jawline or some shit.
Yeah, like, I learned now I have a few days not shaved while I shave around it, but you gotta get a jawline. You eliminate any impression of a double chin.
Uh-huh. Okay,
and then you still carve out a jawline underneath. When you just do it on the jaw.
Yeah.
You're actually drawing more attention to the beard. People are going, they're looking underneath it like something wrong with your cut. Like,
what I usually do is I'll buzz my whole face down over here, and then like 2 days later, I'll just shave this, and then 2 days after that, I'll just shave it all down again.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Listen, we're telling you what to do. We don't like what you do with your face.
Yeah, that's the method that's not working. That's why we're trying to change it.
He just explained to you the exact way what you should
but
do.
But his takes like time.
Yeah, then you come down along the side.
Boom.
Yeah, no,
got
I mean,
a shelf.
When it's
just
clean shaven, you know.
You don't want to go along the jawline because then when you bend your neck, you can see your little fat neck.
Yeah, your rolls. It's like,
yeah, look right there.
It's like wearing a shirt that's too short. And then when you bend over, you see the rolls roll over the top of your waistline.
Right.
It's the same thing.
We don't really pick on the host here usually. But,
hey, he wasn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking about this last night. You're a good-looking guy, Jay.
Oh, thanks.
Lawhead's a good-looking guy.
He's not good. He's unconventionally
good-looking. That must be it, because I asked.
I'm hack good-looking.
No, you're not stereotypical good-looking. He's very man. He's manly good-looking.
He's a good-looking guy, but I won't say her name. She's a past guest. But I said, don't you think he's a good-looking guy? And this one person whose name I won't name, but it's a girl who was at the stand last night and has been on the show, she said she thought I was better-looking than you.
Wow!
Yeah.
Did you just tell the story so you
really?
Could, did you just tell the story so you could say you're better-looking?
Did she Google me?
What
and
did
then,
Sarah
did she
Tolemash
Google me
say?
First?
No,
and then see, like, you go, oh, Liz has a Comedy Central coming up. Like, yeah, you're better-looking.
Well, we're friends, but I was a little surprised. And then she brought in a third party, and the third party thought you were considerably more attractive than
so
I am.
So Jay, an unbiased source said that I was.
Can I see if can you look at because you have the hat, you have that little thing.
The eyes, you gotta get lost in
let
the
me
eyes.
See, let me see.
I think it's a handsome guy.
Now look at me. Look at me.
I mean, let's take the glasses off.
I think you're a good looking guy. You got great lips. You got lips, B.
I'd fucking watch a movie with you. I'd fuck you under a tree. You understand? There's a difference.
I just feel like I'd be taken care of by Jason.
Jason would protect you.
No, but
Joe
I feel like
Joe would take care of you.
I feel like Joe, I
Jay
could
would,
talk
he would
to.
Not. Jason would not take care
Lawhead
of you.
Lawhead would throw a punch. Actually,
he'd be out doing shows, and then he'd come back in a little buzz. Hey, you want to fuck around?
Smell like a waitress from a comedy cellar.
Joe's like, hey, I got this tour I just booked. we're going to go out on a boat, and then we're going to go for a picnic. And he's then
like, I am like that.
Do you want to ride a bike? Do you want to go bike riding?
Yeah, you know, like, by his safe. By his Instagram pictures, he's going to walk in the park. He's going to take you to a waterfall. Yes. I'm doing things. But yeah, I think Jason's sweeter than you think. I don't think you know him that well. He's a very sweet. He has a bro look with his Cavs shirt. I've settled down over the years. I was everything you're describing in my 20s and 30s. But now that I've gotten into my 40s.
You settled down?
Yeah. You know, and I've just slowed down more than anything. You know, I still have a streak in me, you know.
Right.
Vegas
and
still
his underpants.
And, no, but, you know, those places still live inside of you. I still have a streak in me. I have a thirst for some things, but slow down.
That makes it sound like you have a very big problem in one area. That you're like, no, I'm pretty good. Like, just sometimes the itch happens. And you're like, what's the itch? And you're like, I kill kids.
I shoot heroin into my eyelids.
No, you know, just like, you know, taking it off and have a good time, you know, but definitely slowed down, and I fell in love, so I got a girl now that keeps me right, and you know,
you have a girl,
yeah, you know, so I think about her before I do anything, you know.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Anything.
You think about her?
I just think about her. How is it going to affect her?
Really?
Before
so you're connected to her all the time?
I'm away for 2 weeks now. I'm here in New York for a couple of weeks, and
where's
I live
from?
In LA. She lives in San Diego, so we have to make that long distance as it is, even when I'm home.
She's Latino, right?
And no, she's a mixed race, half black, half white.
Ah, that's Latino.
No, that's
Boston race
that's
math.
Boston,
you had me actually think about that for a second. I was like, no, that's they. No, wait. Yeah,
what are you? You're fucking half white. No, you fucking Puerto Rican.
Doug, half black, half white is Puerto Rican. The fucking Mayans came. Did you see True Romance?
I recently had to meet the black dad.
How was that?
It was interesting, and he was great. It ended up being great, but there was a long. See, we've been dating for like, we've been together for like 9 months.
How old is she, can I ask?
She's 28. I'm 42.
So you're his age.
Yeah.
Sir, how are you?
That was that's what I was getting into. The funny thing is they had her young. So I got four siblings older than her parents.
Wow.
My parents are older than her grandparents.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So what did you guys do? Did you guys watch the game?
No, we went. Yeah, so here's what happened. I was. He lives in Chicago.
Did you guys arm wrestle?
Yeah. Right.
Sounds like they are Puerto Rican, by the way.
No, and so he was a little like the whole 7 or 8 months we've been dating before I got to meet him. Mm-hmm. He's been like, really?
A white guy.
A 42-year-old white guy that does comedy. He goes, baby, what did I tell you about comedians? She goes, nothing. You told me not to date musicians. She goes, you told me not to date musicians. He goes, but that's what I meant.
Baby.
That's a
baby. Bitch.
Comedians are worse.
They're musicians without any skill.
Yeah.
Comedians are.
You dating a white boy and he a comedian?
So,
oh, God damn it.
I had to win him over. That's for sure, man.
How?
So here's what I did. You know, he's a Southside Chicago guy originally.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, right? Everything. Every stereotype coming into this play.
Is that Cubbies or is that White Sox?
He's a Sox guy. So I luckily became, you know, we did a July 4th trip there to meet her family, her grandmothers, and other people. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of become friends with Brady Anderson of the Baltimore Orioles. I look up.
Jesus Christ, you pulled that card?
Yeah.
And the Boston Red Sox.
And the Boston Red Sox. And the Cleveland Indians. Actually played his last game with the Cleveland Indians. But and that's real. That's real. That's real. That's real.
And hit 50 one year with Baltimore.
Yeah, he wrote real facts on the YKW. Yeah.
So they were playing the Orioles that day on July 4th. Baltimore was coming to town. I called them up. I'm like, hey, man. And he works for the Orioles, and he got me some. So he's a Sox fan, and got me some great seats behind home plate for the White Sox Orioles game. Mm-hmm. So it was a good way to connect. Like her, she was in the middle, and him and I got to kind of over 9 innings get to know each other. I made him laugh a little bit. He's a smart guy. He can talk about a lot of subjects.
So
he's a foreman construction, builds condos all over Chicago. Yeah, well-read guy, has a lot to talk about, and he was an all-state athlete in high school. He won a state championship as a football player at a small school outside of Chicago. So
you're serious with this girl?
Oh, I'm going to marry this girl.
You're going to marry her?
Yeah, I'm going to marry this girl. This is the one, man. It's been 12 years since I even had like a girlfriend that I even thought about first or ever.
Right.
And I've dated girls in and out. I've been in a couple of months. You're in this business, you know.
Yeah.
The smell of a cocktail waitress is on you more than anything. But this girl knocked me out, man.
What does she do?
She has got her own like little esthetician practice.
My wife was an esthetician.
Oh, yeah, cool, man. Yeah. So she's got her own.
I have a lot of STDs.
Different. She's,
two big ones.
She can't burn those off. But that's what she does. Like, she does laser and facials and all
waxing
that kind of stuff.
And
waxing and eyelashes. Yeah.
And you know, she's got a great little thing right now.
I got
man.
My nose done. They put wax. Oh, they put wax in your nose, and then they put like a popsicle stick in there and squeeze your nose.
Ooh.
And then they literally just pull the popsicle.
It hurt.
And it pull. It's like a hairy popsicle.
Oh.
When they pull it up, but your nose feels amazing.
Really?
Like, is the first breath like?
Oh my god.
Dude, I'm a hairy guy, but you know.
Yeah.
I never had my back waxed in my life.
My wife waxed my ass whole.
I remember that. That was a couple years
my
ago.
My ass
whole.
Whole. Oh. She went in, and I just remember her going, I remember I looked back and I saw her. She was turning her face like she was helping a calf come out of a cow. Like
oh,
she was
man.
Helping some animal give birth.
Now I'm not saying anything about you, but my girl has two clients that do that, both men, and they're gay.
Yeah, I'm gay. No, I'm gay. I want to suck a cock more than anything in life.
I think.
But she does have two clients that do
that. I hate that my wife has a vagina.
She has two clients that do that. I'm like, are you gay?
No. Well, I had to do, I had to take my.
Do a scene?
Well, for sex drugs, they had to put a tattoo on my butt. And I have that joke, too, where, and the other time she did, I had another scene where I had to show my ass. And I, you know, I don't have hairy ass, but there was like...
You want
to
clean
you know,
it up?
There was just hair. So she waxed it, because that's what she does. And then I have that joke of Mag where she's like, I want to get in there. It was like her. She's like, let me get the rest of it. And I'm like, go ahead. And she's like, that's right, that joke where I go, hold your ass open. And I was like, what? And so I was holding my ass open. That was back the first time she did it. She did it twice.
Was that painful?
It was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
It's the worst thing in the world. It hurts so bad.
But how smooth was your butthole for
dude,
like
it's, but
a
here's
week.
The thing is that it's great for a week, and then your fucking ass turns into like a 17-year-old zit boy who gets nervous because all the hair grows back.
Yeah, it grows back like probably like dead ivy on a brick wall. Right? Like fucking like Wrigley Field.
Yeah, it's like some pimples on your butt. And it goes back to your regular ass after a few
I've
weeks.
I've nared my ass.
What? I bet you have.
Yeah. What?
Why? How did you do it? By yourself?
It's just hairy, so you want to like clean it up.
Well, you got a big ass, too. That's a lot of nair.
Yeah.
But she waxed my back for the first time in my life, and I never had it, and it's
great.
Unbelievable. So she does it like every like 4 weeks, and I love
that's
it.
That's probably a $200 job.
Yeah, for free.
Very expensive.
How bad is it when it itches, though?
No, it's great because then she gives me. I have this like lotion that she gives me, and she bought me a back scrubber. So then I every time I shower, like there's this certain kind of like therapy lotion, and then you back scrub it with soap. And I don't break, every once in a while, like here.
Not for nothing. The only guys I know that use a back scrubber lotion on their back are gay. just FYI,
guys are even.
I know two guys.
I know two guys that use a back scrubber.
They're both gay.
I told my wife, I go, I don't feel comfortable with you waxing men. That is straight. And she waxed one guy that was gay. And I go, you cannot do his junk.
Why?
Because I don't...
Yeah. I agree.
I don't want her fucking... I don't want her in that position.
But but what position should gay
do? A gay guy, fine. But I don't want a guy like you rolling in going...
No!
Yes.
That's inappropriate. I get that. But I'm saying a gay guy that's like...
Yeah, I said she can do a gay guy. She's fine with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can do gay guys, but I don't...
Slap it around?
You know what they have to do?
Just a straight
guy. You know what they
have
to do
gay?
To get your asshole waxed?
What?
You have to get like...
They have to blow you.
No, they...
Suck your dick to
completion.
You
got to see everything, right? Like the way she...
It's even worse.
They hike the legs up like this.
Just get on your fours and hold your ass open.
That's what it is. You're seeing the back of her balls, dang. I mean, you got everything in front of you.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
The only thing is, the difference is, girls aren't into that. It's not like any woman's looking at the back of someone's balls and being like,
look at those danglers.
No,
girls are not attracted to the back of testicles and assholes.
Look at that guy's turkey neck.
Are you nuts?
Girls, every video I watch, they are.
Girls love balls and
sucking
dick.
No, they don't
crazy.
Love balls.
Not your weird girls.
Fascinated by them.
My weird...
Hang on one second. Now, I don't want you to get in trouble. You're married.
Listen.
Your husband's a friend of the show, right? So from this point on, you're on your own.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to protect you.
Gotcha.
You do not have to talk about loving balls if you don't want to.
Well, I mean, I don't.
You don't. So you don't.
See,
like them.
Women don't love balls.
But we're fascinated by them because we don't have them.
Yes.
So we want to know what the hell's going on.
It's an outside gas tank.
But there's no girl like masturbating, looking at the back of someone's balls.
You never saw your friend on all fours and his dick and balls. You just want to grab him and like choke him into a chicken.
Yeah, because you're hilarious. Of course, you want to grab the turkey neck because it's funny. There's nothing erotic about that. You're like, oh, just grab balls. Yeah, just grab it and like, or do the ring where they just go perfectly. it's high, just tight and low.
Play that game.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, like a tire swing. I'm going to wrap my legs around the ball.
Yeah, that's the fun part, but I don't think girls are like...
I think you're wrong. I think some girls... Who are like to
godless whores? Come
on. Jesus Christ, Dan!
Everybody's
godless.
I can't. My chest. This. It hurts when I laugh. I think some girls really love a dick and balls. Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
I think they're more fascinated by them. Like you
fascinated.
Think.
Like I think it's fascinated. Very close.
Listen, not an, I don't. Think
I'm fascinated
like a,
with unicorns, and I like them
no,
too.
No, but yeah. Dick brings women yeah. to the party. Balls are kind of like the question of like, what is that?
Who's this guy?
I yep. refuse to believe that balls are a turn on for anybody, anywhere, ever.
Have you
maybe
ever sucked
like,
balls?
Maybe like 11 people.
Have you ever sucked balls?
I've attempted too many times, but my back is too long.
He's got a lengthy torso.
You got to do the DDP yoga.
Yeah, so,
get
it. Will you say? Fascinating. Do you want to stop me whenever you want to stop. You, I don't understand fascinating. Look, what is space is fascinating.
I don't know. They're all different sizes, shapes. Some are hang low. Some are like
mine
scrunched
are so
up.
Right.
You just, they're down there. You don't know what their purpose is for, really.
I told you, it's the outside fuel tank.
Right.
When the balls are heavy, the tank's full.
My balls are so
that's
long
right.
and bright red, fluorescent
and
red, and
really?
They're longer than my
right,
knees.
Really?
Mine are pale and long.
My balls are in the bathroom right now, and they're being red.
Girls mine are like brown until I have to come, and then they turn to white.
Really?
They know that we're like an inch away of like taking your life. Like at one moment during sex, we could just fucking
yeah.
That's the yeah, but then God gave us physical strength to then bash your skull in if you do that,
and then come in your eye.
Yeah. I'm learning. A
why
lot
did you do that?
I'm learning a lot about Dan tonight. And I feel like he wants to
hurt women,
enlist violence, and hurt women.
Man, y'all motherfuckers trying to paint me into a corner. I don't know why I talk like that.
Ooh, so you associate hurting women with African Americans?
I had coffee with his ex yesterday. So
I don't
give
like
a break.
I don't like Blogger Joe List.
I love Blogger Joe List.
I don't like Blogger
Joe.
Blogger Joe.
He has to roll his sleeves up when he types.
Yeah, he's like, look at him,
muscles.
Look at him looking like Rosie the Riveter.
This is what girls are into right here. Get a shot of this deep poop.
Do you like pussy?
Love it.
I love it.
Okay, so...
Love that shit.
Okay, I think women like dick and balls the same way.
No.
It's different. No. Maybe dick. No, you're saying dick and balls. We're saying
an
balls.
Erection. Women they love an erection, but they're fascinated by balls.
Listen, and they're also fascinated by soft penises.
Stop yes. 1 second. Stop. What?
See, yeah, they do like that. What the fuck?
You don't have any girlfriends that have that.
Stop. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm trying to explain to you. They stop saying to stop when I'm...
Okay, please go.
They like
I've had so
like
many
this.
Girls that are like, can I just play with your dick?
Yeah.
Not like, in a sexual way, because they're just like, it's like soft, and they mash it. But then it gets hard, and they're like,
why is that?
You know why they love it hard? Because they made it hard.
Yes.
They like slapping it. They just like slap it.
Slap it.
What do you keep saying yeah for?
Because it's just
why?
Fascinating.
Why? But
it's
why?
Fascinating. I don't know, because we don't have one, so we just want to like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same way if we had a pussy, we'd just be like, whoa!
We'd
stuff, ball?
We'd be hiding roommate stuff in it.
But you'd feel it.
Dude,
like,
you see my keys?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dude, where am I? No. Did you put my keys in your vagina?
If I had a pussy, the first time Vecchione walked in the door, I go, let's play contraband. Tell me to cough. I go, and there's a bag of drugs would come out.
The
no?
balls
too
to
descriptive?
The balls
no,
to
you
a
get
woman.
Your friend to get your roommate some cereal. Dude, you need to get me a spoon.
Ah. Hold on.
Ting.
Yeah.
Can you shoot stuff out of a vagina?
Yeah, I think.
But really, the balls to a woman are like the sunroof to a kid. They're just like,
that's
oh my god! Like, does that work? Like, that really does that? Like,
you have another analogy? I don't like.
I fucking love that one.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what it is. They're just like, oh my god! Like, I can pull like this liberal clothes. They just fucking they see it, but an erection they're into like we are into pussy because they made the erection most of the time, and it's a fucking that's the stiff cock. That's what they want to ride. Like, that's the sexy thing.
Okay, here's the thing. I think that when you pull your dick out to a woman,
she's not like, where are the
balls? And it's hard. You get your dick out. When a chick sees a dick, they want to fucking touch it.
Yes.
Whether they got it, they were the part of it. If you,
I'm saying,
you can fucking hypnotize a chick with your cock. You, I don't want to do it. I don't want. And you sit and you pull it out. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, I got it. They want to touch your dick like you want to touch their pussy.
Okay,
or
I agree.
But my point is, when you pull your dick out, the girl doesn't go, where are the balls? There's never a girl that's like
that is a good point.
A girl doesn't
that
go, oh, that's a
move
hard dick.
Over, dick.
Yeah, she doesn't go.
Balls.
And
yeah,
and
you're like, that is a good point.
All right,
that's true.
Here we go.
But you're right about that because more fake dicks are sold to women than fake pussies are sold to men.
Yes, because men buy fake dicks. Everyone loves a big hard dick. No one like cares about a bag of balls.
Six dicks in this room. Fake dicks in this room.
What?
I don't know.
You call me fake, motherfucker?
No, my dick's real as shit.
Soft penises. They also like soft penises because it's unthreatening. And they're like, it's like baby dick. And they're just like,
is there any
little pud?
It's like a dog.
Have you ever
dog.
Got your soft dick in a girl's mouth and it's gotten hard?
Yeah.
How
they love
that.
They
hate waking up to it, though.
Yeah. But I remember one time my girlfriend and I had sex, and then we finished, and she went to the bathroom, and I came back, and I was like, look how small my dick. And she was watching my dick shrink from boner, and she was like, we watched it like a movie. She was like, this is amazing.
But I think you can't show too much of that because it becomes
desensitized.
It's adorable.
It desensitizes the sexuality of your relationship.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, you're pals, like roommates.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, dude, chat, let me see your little dick. Show my friend your dick thing.
Oh, damn, how great is that? What a cute way to get into a threesome.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get in a threesome. It'd be like, oh, be like, that's good. We're going.
And then your friend would walk in, and all of a sudden, you just plump up, and you're like, oh, boy. It's like a lie detector test.
No, honey, it was you that made me. It was you that made me.
Why
plump
is it
up?
When Ashley walked in, your dick got so hard? You're like, because it's what you were wearing that day.
I was looking at you.
I remember being in a car with a chick, kissing, making out, and you know the move was make out really hard and heavy.
Yeah.
Grab a little titty.
I just love the way Joe said.
Grab, you know, play with the vagina a little bit. Make sure that was good and sopping.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take your dick out.
Sopping.
Take your dick out. And then kind of just let her get a gander
at it.
Yeah.
And then her hand goes on. Oh. And then once she touches it.
First
you,
touch.
You hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they go down. And you're like, yeah.
Did that ever backfire, though? She took it out and she was like,
I've had a backfire.
What do you mean backfire? What? Like she didn't like it?
Yeah. She's like,
I've jumped the gun.
My dick has always been nice.
I jumped the gun in college one time.
You did?
Yeah.
You stuck it in her butt?
No, I was just like, gah! I pulled the dick out, and the girl's like, no. And you're like, all right.
That's a form of rape, Dan. Blogger
Joe. Blogger Joe. Taking everyone down a notch. It's Dan, Blogger Joe.
Dan raped a girl.
Dude.
Why would you
back.
Ever say that?
Yeah, don't say that.
Don't
ever.
Fucking ever say that.
Yeah, because I don't want to go to court 6 months from now.
I don't even know. I have a fucking phantom case against me now.
Do you?
No. I don't know. I was just saying
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ. Hold on.
I've had girls. I've never had a girl say.
I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry.
I had a girl when they.
That's the only time you've ever apologized for anything on this podcast.
You have a girl that's like you're making out with your man, and you take it out, and she's like, oh, "Stop, stop! We have to stop."
Yes.
Not no.
Oh no! I had a girl fucking wait.
She was just no. Yeah.
She was. I was drunk, and she was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And you're like, "Huh?"
Yeah. But then you kept going?
I went home, and then it was never. Our friendship was never the same.
I was working with somebody on the road one time, and we were back in my hotel room just having a couple drinks with this girl that wanted to fuck him.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And that guy was married, so he wasn't fucking her, right? Whatever. And we were just having a good time and da-da-da. And he knew she wanted to fuck him. We all knew. I mean, the way she was hinting. And then he was he did one of those kind of like, hey, going to use the restroom. And then kind of just snuck out of my room to go to his room. And then she was just right there. And then she was like, he kind of did the goodbye. And then she was kind of like rustling around. And I was like having a few drinks and, you know, fucking up. I was totally single and having a good time on the road. And I just brought it out. I was just like, hey, listen. And I just fucking whipped it out. I'm like, hey, you know what? And I just fucking held it. And she like looked. She was like, oh my God. I go, well, look, you know, I mean, he's married. He's not going anywhere. I go, if you want, you know, you want to keep partying.
You're so coy.
And I just did. I was just like, I felt like if I didn't do it that way,
you would regret it for the rest of your life.
Well, I would have just never got, like, I would have never got anywhere there. I would have never got.
What happened?
Drumming along. She left. yeah, she was like, she laughed a little bit. And she's like, oh my God, no. Like, it's really, I go, come on. I go, you know.
Oh, the come on.
Oh, the bag.
Come on,
the
you know.
Come on.
The bag.
Is the,
I go, the,
come
bag on. The first bag's the worst.
I go, come on. And then she's just like, nah, you know, I think I should just leave. I'm like, all right, well, have a good night.
Your negotiation for the, geez. Like, the corner. Slice of a pig. Come on, give me the corner slice.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Give me the grandma's. I want that. Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on, give me a little more. One more scoop ice
cream.
Come
on. Nothing. That come on comes out, and you're like, fuck.
The bag.
I took my
grabbing an air.
My ex-girlfriend.
Hey,
how many come ons did you do?
Like one, just one. I mean, come on. I did one of those, like, come on. We'll have fun. She's like, no, she was laughing. She was like,
What did the other guy do in the room? Like, is he laughing?
No, he had already left.
Oh, he left.
The guy she wanted to fuck, the headline was already like,
did you
get out.
Did you have to fold it up and put it back in your pants? Oh, did you leave?
Yeah, I kind of waited till I waited to kind of soften up a little bit, and then just kind of perked it back.
It's like holstering back a sword. You're like, sink.
I was in a bad place.
I would have shut the door with it out. No. All right, see you later. Boom. Walked to the door with my fucking dick wagon. As soon as she left. Yeah. Jerked off on the rug, and then the maid
farted?
Keep it. I would have farted in my asshole. I tell you,
that was like 4 or 5.
The first
years
time
ago.
I ever went to L.A. For some show, kid, awful. It was just awful. I was nervous, scared. So I hired a hooker.
Yeah,
off of the,
you did.
And L.A. was the worst
to read your lines with.
LA's the worst. It was a showcase for comedy. The worst, because that was back before the internet. So you had to fucking go to the LA Weekly or whatever, and go to the back, and you see the hot chicks, and you pick one. Never the chick in the back.
Never.
LA's the worst for hired sex ever. New York City, they're here. They kind of live here, so they can't fuck around.
They invented the industry.
Yeah, like out there, you can have a house for $1,200 a month. Here, you have an apartment. You can't have a
dude. You got to work for it.
It's just a little more honest here, right? But the girl comes in, and I told him on the phone, I go, look, I got a dude, a friend of mine, sharing the room with me. Mm-hmm. So she's going to come over, and he's going to be in the bathroom while we do our stuff. I got one. No problem. She comes over. Fucking miserable twat. Not the girl in the fucking, some miserable fucking twat. And she's like, I'm not doing anything with him here. Yeah. And she walked in like this. Hey, honey. Okay, it's this. And I give her the money. Never do that. As soon as I gave her the money, I'm not doing nothing with him here. And then she goes, I'm out. And she leaves. I call the place and fucking do a Yelp review before there was Yelp.
A 90s prostitute Yelp review?
I called her up. I was like talking to the guy. I go, this is ridiculous. I am offended.
I want you to know, my server, I was going to use you guys consistently. I was planning on you making, you were going to be my pimp. You were going to be my local pimp here in Los Angeles.
I said that. I go, I go from services all the time. And I spend a lot of money on these services. And you, it was first time using your service. I kept calling it a service.
That's so funny.
First and last time.
He sent her back up. He goes, let me, sir, I will take care of this right away.
How
like I
do.
Was at an Applebee's. Right?
You probably got this woman beaten half to death.
I hope so. Fuck her.
Jesus. Blogger Joe.
She took off with all my money. She comes back up with little tiny redneck guy. The guy, little tiny motherfucker.
How you doing?
Like from Smokey and the Bandit.
How you doing?
We're going to say something to my mother. Your mama's so fat.
Yeah.
So opens up his jacket, shows me he has a gun. He goes, you be good. Sends her in. I go, I'll be good. Fuck you. I was so mad. Sends her in. She goes, I'm not touching you. I go, fine. She goes, I'm just stripping. That's it. I go, fine. She takes her clothes off. I just took my dick out and jerked off while I was smiling, looking right at her.
You psychopath.
I was just looking at her like this, and she was dancing. She was so angry.
I'm your private dancer, dancing for money. There's no music.
There was no music, but she was so trying to play a song in her head because she was trying to like dance or something, but there was nothing. Just the sound.
Yeah, and then you slept like a baby, and she got pistol whipped to death.
Come on back to the van.
That's why he showed him the gun. He's like, I want her to come on clear because I'm going to pistol whip this bitch after this.
You know what a handle of a 9mm can do to a woman's face?
Yeah, now she's buried in Malibu somewhere.
Man, what you got to do? I saved her some troubles.
Dude, but you got your nut.
I got my nut.
Guess what she didn't want to see? Your balls.
I took my dick out for my previous girlfriend, leaving your house. I was walking from your house to my house.
You got a thick piece, so I get why you pull it out.
That's what I said. I kept saying I got a thick piece, and I think you probably mentioned it because you're a hell of a wing guy.
Yeah.
I like the term wing man. I feel like it's a little...
Blogger Joe.
It was your girlfriend, though?
So became my girlfriend. But I took it out, and then we were walking on 37th Street in Astoria, and I was like, there it is. And she's like, nice. And then we just put it back in, kept walking, and we didn't hook up again for 3 weeks.
The girlfriend you have now?
No, my girlfriend now would have left town.
That was an alcoholic Joe move.
Yeah, but
just
I was drinking when I first started dating my girlfriend now too.
Yeah, when I did that, I was really heavy into the booze.
Oh, booze makes you.
I mean, partying on the road, and you're like, I'm fucking dick out.
Well, what
I
kind was of completely sober psychopath would?
Well, yeah,
I was 15 years sober. No,
you ordered a prostitute though. We're talking about civilian women just in the mix, and all of a sudden you have a couple shots of Jameson, and you're like, you know what? She definitely wants to see my dick half hard.
It's very egotistical to think a woman wants to see your penis.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so. Women want to see dick.
Our skin trunks.
Women like dick.
We do, and we judge.
Yeah, what? Wait a minute now.
I feel like
talk about it.
Yeah. Wow. Women. Look, man, dick to them is what they desire. So, if you're in a bar,
I just like the way you said that. It's what they desire.
A lot of times they look at us and it's the only honest attribute we have to them.
And the fact of the matter is, what sucks, and I feel bad for women, is they don't know. That's the main thing, and they don't know what they're getting till it's fucking the 0 hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the 12th hour, and you're just like, ha, and they're like, fuck.
Yep. I've seen some pretty bad vaginas.
Man, this guy's got a nice family.
They should be grateful if we take her dick out early, because they could see and be like, oh, well, I don't want this guy anymore.
Yeah. Scopo makes a great point. That's the dick test drive.
Yeah.
You're like, listen, here's what I'm bringing to the party.
Yeah.
It handles well.
What? I'm also jealous.
What?
Because we want to, like, just fucking piss wherever we want, and we got to fucking...
Women always say that. You're always very upset.
Did you see that cone they invented, that cone dick?
Yeah.
Have you seen that
thing? I've seen it.
Yeah.
Where you just stand up and piss. You piss into a cone, and it comes out as a shape of a dick.
Yeah.
And the girls just piss. Have you seen this thing?
Yeah. I like Jason because he almost sounds like an excitable uncle at a barbecue. Yeah.
Hey.
I was reading this magazine. They got fucking dicks for women now.
Ma. Dad would fucking shit his pants if he was alive.
Get that ass. Oh, my God.
They got dicks for women now.
Ma, you could piss right in the garden while you're doing your work.
Oh. I tell you, I swear to God, they're pissing in the street. He's dating a black girl. They're pissing. This is a crazy world we live in.
What happened to my family?
Oh, it's a good thing your father isn't here to see
that. And you should see the president.
You know, and Bruce Jenner. Listen, I think, let me ask you a question. Okay. I think that if you take your dick out right away, small, big, whatever. If it's as long as it's an all right piece, I think you guys are fine with it.
Yeah, we are,
right?
Generally.
I mean, even the way Joe just said in his story with his ex girlfriend, they appraise it like a fucking one of those Jewish guys on 47th Street would be like, "Yes, that'll work. Yeah. We'll do that."
Yeah.
You pull it out. And
are you paying cash?
Ready? Are you selling or buying?
It's like
what's
antique
happening?
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Who gave these to you?
This is a very nice penis. Where did you get this penis? Your father's side.
I've seen this penis before.
The cut is immaculate.
Yes.
Whoever did your bris was very well talented. Oh, I'm Christian. Mazel tov to the doctor at the hospital. He did a very good job.
I'd like to meet this guy.
He gave you a wonderful George Washington haircut. That's what I always called my dick.
I find this whole thing to be anti-Semitic.
Blogger Joe!
We're having fun.
I feel bad. I'm just very happy that I'm married now. Yeah. Because I think because of what I am now...
Mm.
The monster I became, or whatever the fuck it is. If I was single and in this shape,
yeah,
I'd be in trouble.
Or you'd find
I'd be in trouble, dude.
In this city would be. In the Midwest you'd be fine.
Yeah, but this girl's I would be embarrassed. I'd feel uncomfortable. You know what I mean? I used to get naked and I didn't give a shit.
When you were sexy Bob?
Sexy Bob. Even 3 years ago, Bob, when I was heavy Bob, I could still take my shit off and be like, fuck it. But now it's just oh, Jesus. There's so much fucking mental. I got naked. Okay. Last week I had to go in to get my skin checked for the doctor.
Okay.
Mm. I had to go, and it was. She was actually a pretty doctor. She was a blonde.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing just socks.
Tidy
no,
white.
But where'd you walk in there?
I walked in with jeans and a t-shirt.
Well, it's kind of like a rock t-shirt.
And I had my chain on, so I was on the outside, so it was kind of rocking.
I know exactly what outfit you were wearing.
And I had my Converse.
Okay, so you walk in.
Skins.
Did they come off first?
No. Here's the deal. This lady's actually pretty hot.
Yeah.
She's not hot, but she's a blonde, middle-aged Jewish woman. In shape, whatever. And I go in and I have to get my skin checked. Back, front. I just want to get checked for everything. And she's checking my dead toenails.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a dead toenail.
You brought your dead toenails?
Yeah, they're on me.
Oh.
So,
wow.
I get it. So she goes, okay, we'll check your feet first, so let's do that. So then she goes, okay, why don't you just take all your clothes off? It'll be easier. I'll do a head to toe. So I go, okay. So I put on the robe. I'm naked. Now she goes, okay.
Here's a real question. When you put on a robe, a lot of times whenever I put on a robe, I get a little heavy. Dick gets a little heavy. I don't know what it is about a robe.
Dude, I got unheavy.
Oh, you went turtle.
I turtled it. And I was fucking panicking. And when you turtle and then panic,
yeah,
it's just a fucking nightmare.
Can I give you a real quick tip on how to get out of turtling?
Suck your own dick in a closet?
I mean, that's border. That is physically impossible.
Okay.
Especially if you're turtling. Just shake your hips and let your dick fucking smack your around a little bit.
So while she's in the room, shake my really.
Absolutely, because guess what?
It's a terrible advice.
No, it's not. 25 seconds, you're plumper than you were.
Yeah, but she didn't know.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to help my dear friend Robert Kelly here.
Okay, now, she goes, okay, I'm going to check your feet, I'm going to go up your back. Okay, good. She goes up feet. She goes up my back. Checks my butt, my back, legs.
I have a full boner.
Because in my head, she's like licking up. And she's like, I'm going to go up your leg.
So now, she goes, okay, lie back on the bed.
Yeah.
So now I lie.
Huh? There's a bed?
There's a bed in the doctor's office. So I lie back on the bed.
But Scopo said it's a fully made, like, mattress. Hotel bed. Yeah. He's like, yo, they got beds in doctor's offices?
Was there a mint on the pillow?
Yeah. Well, did she turn down the bed before you laid in it?
So I lie down. Now, look, this is, you know, all business to me. I lie down. She takes the robe off.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm naked, lying down, and my pecker.
Vulnerable.
I'm really vulnerable. And she kind of goes down my front with her hands, with gloves.
Oh.
And then she goes to my penis.
Oh. Yeah.
And touches my penis.
Takes the gloves off.
Little time. No.
She goes like this?
No.
With her tongue? She's like,
Do you have one before I move on?
No, go ahead. I'm starting to get hard like this.
Just three boners and shorts are just like.
Keep it going. I mean, this thing might go down.
Hey, Bobby, would you say she kind of had like a Farrah Fawcett look to her?
The Chrissy from Three's Company, not her, the one that replaced her.
Yes. Backup Suzanne Summers?
Yes.
Steve Young Suzanne Summers?
Yes.
Steve Young Suzanne Summers. Terry Summers. Yeah. Her name was Terry on the show.
Okay,
Terry, yeah.
Yeah, we can't
break. Saying she was better than Suzanne Summers.
So.
Fuck you, Montana's better than Young. All right.
So I lie, and she touches it. And when she touched my penis,
oh yeah,
it was the first time somebody has touched my penis in a long time.
Long time.
What about Max?
My what? Are you crazy?
Don't you show him?
No.
He doesn't tug on it?
He doesn't tug on it.
Why wouldn't you let him pull it a little bit?
What? What?
I've never been a dad before.
But this question, I hope you never are.
Yeah, but question's me.
You're
going to
write a blog
dad.
On yourself if you're a dad.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Did you and your dad have dick tug time together?
I wish we did. I'd be a better person.
You wouldn't.
I'd be here with you jackals.
So, but she, honest to God, when she touched my penis,
oh boy,
that little second, I had to do everything in my power not to go, oh God.
Wow.
I almost went, oh God.
Did she give it or did she wrap it around?
Dude, very professional.
Chubbing her.
But I just haven't.
You made me wish I had health insurance.
I haven't been naked in front of a woman besides my wife
right.
in so long. That when I was lying on my back and I closed my eyes and I could just see the light come, that doctor office light coming through, and then I felt that feeling I haven't felt in so long, and I just wanted to go, oh God,
don't stop.
I just held it in.
And she went,
two seconds. She goes, 2 seconds, boom, you're done, good, put your robe back. I mean, very clinical, very professional, but for that 1 second, it seemed like an eternity. And I just wanted to go.
Were you still turtled at the time?
Yeah, no, it was mushroom. It was mushroom.
Yeah, because the blood started going in. What if you would have opened your eyes and she would have gone, our little secret.
I don't want to hear a story.
She'd be like,
do you want to hear a story about a nurse? Jewish camp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When I worked there.
All right.
This is three Jew stories in a row. We better go easy after this.
The last one ended with camp, which usually isn't a good one. But anyway, go ahead.
Fucking hot nurse.
Okay.
20s.
Yes.
Big natural juicy
big,
titties.
Juicy Jew titties.
Really pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, I love heavy chested Jewish
women. I get just a little jock itch, little rash from the sun and the shorts.
Nothing a quick beach can't take.
I go,
of.
Right? I,
a little chlorine pool.
I go into the nurse's office.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sexy, Bob.
How old are you, by the way?
I'm 19, 12.
Lean. Six pack.
This is lifeguard, Bob.
Wow.
This is when I was a lifeguard.
All
I had the shorts
up.
Tan shades. This is Shades Kelly.
Ooh, Shades Kelly.
And this is when you're just so good. And this is when you would kiss girls just to turn them on, right?
Right.
With these lips. Joe?
Yeah, I love those lips. Those are hot.
God. I used to kiss them and suck them. Like
on the neck? Those lips on the neck?
Right on the neck, like this. Right in the back of the ear. And then I go in the ear.
Have me fucking.
Oh, wow. I go right in the ear. And then I go.
And then she's like, pull out your balls.
So I go up to the nurse's office. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm the last one of the day.
Convenient.
She made you wait.
We're in a house up at the top of the hill.
How much do you pay for the house? Sorry, we're a Jewish story.
If this is a Jewish story, we want to know how much you pay.
Did you own? Did you rent?
No, it was part of the camp.
Okay, so the camp owned the house.
Camp owned the house.
I wonder if this is all owned by the same person, multiple people.
Go up there. She goes, okay, come on in, Robert. No, we've talked. There was a little tiny flirting going on here and there.
Yeah. And you're saying, heavy chested.
She comes in, she goes, okay, what's the problem, Robert? I go, I got a little rash. I'm a little embarrassed. She went like this. She went, no problem. She goes, why don't you take your pants off and let me see what's going on. Now.
She's like, I just want to see your balls.
I take my shit off. Here's where she gets on her knees.
No way. Dude,
I don't think that's in the book.
No. Okay? Yeah, 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 yeah.
She's on her knees.
She puts her hair into a ponytail.
My fucking shit.
She goes, real quick, let me just get this scrunchie out of the way. I know, this doesn't look like a professional thing at all.
Honestly, God, she takes my dick.
Yeah.
In
sexy
hand,
Bob dick.
This hand, and it's like that. It's like that, hanging.
Yeah, you're hanging.
It's a fucking like, little heartbeat in it. Bup, bup.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Little flexy. Right?
Hanging
she takes
tough.
That. She takes that. She grabs it like this and holds it up against my stomach.
Oh, which is going to give you more of a boner.
Right.
Then takes my balls with the other hand and looks around.
And then now, goes in your butt and goes, hello, hello.
She's right there. Yeah. Like, this is my dick. She's like
Could
that.
You feel nose breath?
And she's, yes.
Yes. I should write erotic novels.
Yes. You should do them on tape. Books on tape is what
Hello,
you should do.
This is Getting Wet with Dan Soder, as read by Dan Soder.
Today's book.
He could feel the breath of her nose on his testicles.
The camp rash.
So what happens? Does the story end?
Of course it ends.
By her going, you're going to need a topical cream.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
She didn't sound like that. Oh. But she was like, okay, let me get. She was like, okay. She gently put my dick and balls back down, but like you just sucked it.
Right.
You know what I mean? She knew what she was doing. She was trying to fucking. And my dick was like sticking straight out at this point.
Like a diving board.
I'm trying. I'm like, fuck you. You do not get hard for this chick. You do not fucking show weakness.
Yeah.
You do not show weakness.
But the hard dick is weakness.
Well, why is that weakness?
Because I know she's not. I know at this
Shades
point.
Shades Kelly at this point.
Shades Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's not this
You
guy.
Want that dick hard, you make it hard with a tongue.
Yeah. Oh.
Shades Kelly just doesn't flop
yeah,
up for anybody.
No, ooh, you now, now, the Kelly that's on the operating table all these years later,
defeated.
He's hoping to get a hard on.
Yeah, yes.
But it's, Shades Kelly. No, there, not Shades Kelly.
There's Shades Kelly and Defeated Bob. Defeated Bob's like, oh, human touch. Shades Kelly's like, yeah, you're going to suck it to make it hard.
You're going to suck it to make it hard.
Shades Defeated Bob's like, just please touch it around it.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
If you could.
Did you ever fuck her, by the way?
Never fucked her. But.
Still got a bill.
Somebody did.
Who?
One of the counselors.
Young John Fish.
One of the counselors did. One of the counselors did. Hooked up with her. So, which proves to me that I could have.
Yes, of course you could have.
Right there.
You were a goddamn piece of meat and you were a goy.
Yeah, I fucked up.
At a Jewish summer camp.
I know, I fucked up.
You were exotic meat.
But I got the fucking crazy redhead broad that lived down in the fucking house down by the lake. I got her to strip for everybody one night.
Oh, cool. So you, mentally ill woman.
She wasn't mentally ill. She was just
naked.
A little fucking.
Not
loopy.
All redheads are mentally ill.
Yes.
I don't know. I heard it runs.
Why
in
are you being racist against redheads?
Blogger Joe's not gonna take me down. I'll fight against Blogger Joe.
What was the question? You had a question? Give me a question.
My question is this: would you rather?
Yes.
Get head from a woman,
yes,
or fuck her, have sex.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I think it's pending on the situation.
I want to go to you first. No, here's your situation. You're with the girl. She's either gonna suck your dick. This is the first time she's ever gonna do anything.
Okay.
You either fuck or she's sucking your dick. What do you do?
I do the sucking the dick, and I'll tell you why.
I hope so, because that would be a really quick show.
It tells you. what the future may hold. Because if she can suck a good dick, then she's going to be great in bed.
Yep.
And if she can't suck a good dick, she's never going to suck a good dick.
Yeah.
So now you got that working against you. Hey. And I just believe that you take that. And the other thing is, the other reason is, it's the command of you being the one that's solely in pleasure. And that's how you start it from the beginning anyway.
Right. Okay. Now, Joe, what do you think?
I would just try to have a good conversation and get to know.
Blogger Jill.
I want to know who she is. Where did she come from? Relationships. Guys. No, I would rather have sex because, first of all, I feel too much guilt during a blowjob. Unless the girl's really into it. If the girl's like, I love sucking your dick. But a lot of girls don't particularly want to. And sex, I find very pleasurable. It's designed for that. Yeah. And there's no chance of a bad sex. Sometimes a blowjob is not enjoyable.
There's bad sex.
There's bad sex. The vagina's going to feel nice. And also, it's pleasurable for her. We're both having sex, and I want her to get pleasure. And I like looking at a girl's face during sex.
Really?
Oh, I'm a big face guy. Okay. And also, the breasts are involved with sex. They're bouncing.
Breasts are involved.
You can take them out.
Sex is 10 times better than a blowjob.
All right, now, I want to go to Chris Scopo.
I'm probably going to go blowjob because I'm petrified of getting a girl pregnant.
Okay.
So I'll go that way.
All right.
I'll take the
I like
off.
That he. That's a real.
Deepu, if you could hook up with a chick and have sex, what would it be?
I'd prefer the blowjob over the sex.
Why?
Because I've never gotten a blowjob before.
You what?
What?
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to.
What?
I got to pay for something.
Chris, give a blowjob.
Can we take it out of the fund? YKWD fund.
Yeah. If I pay for a blowjob, would you take it?
From who? Like a hooker?
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, sure.
No, that's a condom blowjob.
That's a condom blowjob. No.
No. What?
I've had my dick in girls' mouths.
How old are you?
Wait. What, you do soaking like the fucking Mormons? You just put a dick in a girl's mouth? You're like, just hold it. I'm going to hot tub this one.
Yeah.
Well, the first time my dick was in a girl's mouth.
Didn't you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
She never blew you?
She put it in her mouth very briefly. She was the kind that wasn't into it.
Is it against religion or some shit? You can't have a fucking stick in your mouth.
Hold it in your mouth. Do not suck it. I want you to
hold it. Does she have irritable bowel syndrome? That's why she couldn't put your spicy dick in her mouth.
By the way, I think it's against all religions, if I'm not mistaken.
To suck dick?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, then religion is broken.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I don't think it is. I don't think sucking dick is in the Bible, is it?
Yeah, I'm all about mushing my face in the genitals.
I don't think it is. I don't think sucking a dick is against religion.
I think it's against.
I think the only thing religion is against is fucking other. A man dudes, or a woman dudes. If you're gay.
I think the blowjob was probably invented when a woman knew that she could get money out of a guy. Like, you have to go, whatever history. The blowjob was probably invented forcibly.
No, it wasn't.
That's the first blowjob was probably forcibly given.
Because you could bite a dick off.
But it was probably just like, bitch, you're gonna, you know.
And, yeah, but you close like your mouth.
But the elective blowjob was probably invented when somewhere there was, meaning that the first blowjob ever given was some guy grabbing a girl's.
Can I say something though? Stop.
And going,
stop.
Yes, it's
you can't
happen.
Give a forced blowjob. A girl could close her mouth or bite your dick off.
Right.
A vagina, you can force because it's just open.
Okay.
But how can you give
I
a force?
I still think you can I really, fear a girl into not to doing that without biting down because she's,
First one can be. But I don't think its creation was out of. No,
I think force. A girl.
Do you think gays invented
blowjobs? I think a girl invented the blowjob.
I think gays.
A girl invented the blowjob.
They used to call it.
I think people might have.
In Boardwalk Empire, they called it a what the French do. So I think maybe it was over there. One of them sensual foreskin wearing heathens.
Ugh. But decided you know to lick that each other. Had to come a long time. Whenever it happened. I think it was forcibly forced, and then the word got around.
Firstly forced,
and then I think word got around, and these guys were like, hey, man, if you got to, you know, convince your broad to do
it. I think you might be onto something.
I think gay, because they want
to. Put French together.
That's such a queen.
Put homosexual. And
but think about it though.
What a
two gay guys. They don't want to fuck in the ass. It hurts. So let's try the mouth. Let's see what's going on.
That's
here.
Like such a burrow thing. Like blowjob. Yeah, gays did it. They were just too fancy sucking each other's dick.
Can you Google where blowjobs were invented?
Probably
please?
Came from an angel came down from heaven.
Jesus Christ, you're going to hell.
Angel came and was down like, from
man, here is the greatest gift of all. It was just like. Bam! Working shaft, touching balls.
The first time
a man came and was like, I believe in God! And they're like,
so I suppose the gays invented cunnilingus too.
Thank you.
Hmm?
You saying lesbians invented eating pussy?
That could be.
Maybe.
You got anything?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Wow, that's turning me on. I love cartoon blowjobs.
Well, like when Marge is blowing Homer in the little corner of the porn website? That does it for you?
Yeah. Those are funny to me. That's like what balls
takes
do
me
to
out
a girl.
Yeah, it takes me out of jerking off. I don't want to see Lois get gangbanged by Quagmire in Cleveland.
That's great.
I think...
this episode is out of control.
All right, what do you think? Are you going to fuck or are you going to get your dick sucked?
I might get my dick sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I'm going to get my dick sucked.
What am I, crazy? Because
you can use boobs when you're... You
yes.
Can grab
Actually,
boobs.
You can do them more.
You can titty fuck.
Don't you guys feel
who doesn't like a titty
fuck? You can concentrate more on the boobs because you're not working the pelvis and all that.
Don't you feel
you get to
guilt?
Touch and rub the back.
Don't you feel
back?
Guilt after a blowjob?
No, I am
riddled with guilt.
I'm like rubbing
the back.
I feel.
Why are you riddled with guilt?
I feel bad. I'm like, I'm sorry. My dick was just in your mouth. My business is in your mouth.
Do you ever take the girl's hair while she's blowing you and put
it
up in ponytail?
And hold it up. You're assisting, and you go, hey, thank you. Just positive reinforcement.
Good job.
Feels so good.
Listen, will you stop smiling and all this? Your husband's gonna kill me.
Dangerous to do a bit about.
Should have kept you off camera.
Back in my heyday.
In the heyday. No.
All right.
We want my answer.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I got that. My allergies are kicking out for some reason. I think I
Robert Kelly
would rather fuck a girl.
Yeah, Bob.
I'll tell you why.
You and me, dog. We should fuck.
What?
Why not? Fun. Give me a break.
I think a blowjob.
Yeah.
When you penetrate a girl for the first time.
Yeah.
You're kissing, grabbing. You're both lying there naked.
That's pretty awesome.
And then when you feel the seal.
Yes.
And it's like ow, ow, ow. Ooh, warm cake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're talking condomless sex.
Yeah.
Is there any other kind of sex? Pussy sex. You mean fucking pussy sex.
Or responsible sexual activity,
get
which means I wear a condom.
Motherfucker, be a man.
No.
Get the herps like me and Joe.
Obviously that
changes. No, I'm kidding. I don't have herps.
Okay. Obviously that changes everything. If the debate is condom sex or condomless blowjob.
Yes.
We're assuming condomless sex.
No, I didn't assume condomless sex.
Condomless sex.
Condomless sex is the best.
I was assuming that.
Condomless sex.
I'm sorry that I'm the only one that thinks about responsible sexual activity.
You're an idiot.
Oh,
well, in that case, you got to think condom blowjob.
No, condom blowjob.
No shit.
Why? Because it's okay to give her fucking jizz disease.
Yes.
Why would I have jizz disease? Why do I have jizz disease?
You would already have jizz disease.
You guys have a lot of growing up to do.
Fuck all of you. I didn't know it was condomless sex. And now that I know that, silk cheesecake feeling? Abso-fucking-lutely.
You're just trying to get on Bobby's shit.
I'm not trying to get on anyone's side, Joe!
You assumed condom? Why would we have a debate of condomless blowjob? Obviously, condomless anything over condom
Dude,
is going to win.
Changed so much since you started blogging for Jezebel
I'd
and
Slate.
I'd
take a titty fuck over a condom.
I love titty fucking. Who doesn't like titty fucking?
I don't like titty fucking.
What?
I don't like titty fucking.
It's awkward.
It's awkward. Well, of course it is, because you're just getting your chest thrusted into by
not with big titties, it's not.
Hey,
yeah, you got to have. So you have to have. You got to have the equipment to do it.
You know?
Massive titties.
Massive titties.
I like butt cheek fucking.
That's what, see?
Hey.
I'm not a fan of that.
Butt cheek fucking.
Butt cheek
fucking. Lots of oil. You mean lots
butt
of oil.
Butt cheek fucking. A butt cheek fucking in 1978. I don't think there's any feeling better in the world than the first time it goes in.
The first time it
goes
in.
What about a great set?
And then,
what about a nice cold Coca-Cola?
And I don't think there's anything better for a girl, too. Mm-hmm. When she gets on top and you're kissing and moaning, and then all of a sudden it just pops in and it's like, oh, and then it goes all the way and you feel those little bumps going down. Ooh, and then it gets to the back and you can't go any further.
Those bumps are contagious.
Is there anything better than that?
No, there isn't. And also, that's fucking nature. That's like millions of years of nature slipping into each other. Your dick in a girl's mouth is not nature. That's not natural. Don't get me wrong. I love a blowjob. I don't want you to think I don't like blowjobs. I'd love one from you, particularly with those lips. But sex is like, this is like God and the clouds and the thorns and the flowers and the clouds of all.
Sometimes it's
together.
Awkward sex.
What is the chat room saying
it's
right now?
It's awkward sex.
What do we got? Anything?
Corey Pruitt says a blowjob with a condom is like playing Guitar Hero with a regular controller.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean, it's a fantastic analogy.
Think it's a good analogy. I got it.
What are you talking about? You can't even do it.
Just go ahead.
Steven, you can't play Guitar Hero with a regular
we're
controller.
We're just going against you, Joe.
He's, that guy's silly.
You can still get the blowjob with the condom, is what you're saying.
All right, what else you get? Come on. Yeah.
You're still getting it.
Steven Gonzalez says, Dan Soder's Dick Tips should be a podcast.
Oh, cool. All right. I'll think about it. Maybe
dick
bring
tips
it to
with
Riot
Dan.
Cast.
Next week on the bonfire.
Yeah. Dick Tips.
Yeah, bring
Dan.
It to Riotcast. Yeah. You didn't bring the other one to Riotcast. Why don't you bring this one?
Oh, the one that we didn't even take to any other network because it's on radio.
And it's
bro.
Too good for this podcast
Never
network.
Said that. Never said that at all.
He That's what you that. Said before no. Bobby
You said
came
to fucking Lewis and Joe.
Dude, Louis that. J. Gomez doesn't speak for me.
You said
Joe the blogger
plateau.
List doesn't speak for me. Big J sometimes speaks for me.
What else you got?
Too Casual asks, who is this girl and what does she do?
She is a...
I'm a mystery.
She's a wife of a fan of the podcast who's friends with Bobby, yeah. And she shall be respected.
She works for the show. She helps the show. She helps me out right now. We're seeing what... What
I'm gonna call her Bizarro Kelly.
What position she can fill right now? So we'll see what happens.
Everyone took a very respectful check swing at that one. Yep. All right, we're gonna let
what
that one go.
Andrew Ventry says, I could watch this chick talk about balls all day.
Nice. Well, all right. Well, there we go. Welcome to the fan base. And that's who we're dealing with. So I think I should probably give...
The last time she's going to be on the show, by the way.
By the way,
I know I'm going to get a call. Listen, I got into a big... he was listening.
No,
did you get any text? Have you checked your phone?
No.
Where's
please.
Your phone?
It's been 10 years. We got our shit going
It's
on.
So funny. Yeah. Just hear like... Yeah. Lauren! Outside!
By the way, I don't believe that guy. I bet he'd get bored about at least, probably more than like a half hour in.
She's not talking,
talking about balls.
You're not even talking about them sexually. You're talking about how goofy they are.
No, really, yeah.
All right.
I give them 2 hours.
I'm cool.
Goofy balls.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I know that I need to get my penis. Oh, this is Dr. Steve. Let me just.
Dr. Steve.
Talking about balls.
Talking Steve.
Oh.
Hi, but you're on the YKWD podcast right now. That's why I didn't answer the phone.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
We're talking about blowjob versus having sex. What would you rather do for the first time with a girl? Would you rather fuck her or get your dick sucked?
Yeah, totally fuck her.
Yep.
See, oh, wow.
Cause you're
every time, no question.
Why is that?
Well, because you can see their tits and you can... feel everything and lick their vagina and all that. So that's a blowjob. You're just kind of sitting there getting your dick sucked. Hell, I'm beating myself off.
Wow. That was pretty good. Very fun. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's like
a very prison of
it's actually like he's been asked that 5 times this
what
week.
What a medicinal way to run that down. You're like, dick in the vagina, you have tits, you have all these options, blowjob. Well, that's just, I'm not going to recommend it, but I'm going to say it's not as good.
It limits your options. You can't even reach their tits half the time. And you certainly can't see them.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll call you back. Did you want to tell me anything, you pervert?
No, that's good. I'm good.
All right. I'll call you back. We're taking a break in 2 minutes, all right?
Okay, buddy.
All right. Bye, buddy.
Hi. We were just talking off mic real quick.
Yeah,
Robert.
What was that, buddy?
What, can I get a Listomania shirt?
Yeah, I got to pay him for his shirts. And the shirts are on the internet, by the way.
So I have to go on the internet and buy one?
Oh, someone
can
wanted a...
I can take
hey, someone
I
wanted
take
a
guys,
Robert
can
Kelly
we do this?
They wanted a YKWD shirt.
A YKWD shirt?
They wanted to know if we can get or put him back, and they try to order him online.
Oh, guys, you know what we should do? We should do another order of goddamn Gator Fight.
Okay, listen.
We should do that.
Okay, man, you're overwhelming me.
But I'm overwhelming with good information.
I can't stand you.
You should have control.
Will
of
you
show.
Pull your pants down? You look like a fucking a weird adventurer.
I love this. That's a weird adventurer. That's perfect. Fucking Lewis and Clark Joe.
Yes, I don't like it.
He looks like he's gonna let his son tug on his dick. Yeah. Is what he looks like.
He looks like one of the first boxers. Yeah. Like, these men are gonna fight each other.
Fair 1920s.
Yeah. Ah, watch them wrestle up air. All right, everybody live listening. Stay right there.
Wow.
In the podcast chat room, you have any questions, send them over. Deepu's going to be going through them on the break. We're going to take a quick break.
Some guy just tweeted that the podcast, but you can message the show through the YouTube. So go follow that link.
What do you mean?
He didn't know how to message the show. And I was like, just follow the link, and you can message the show.
Okay, so follow the link that we have out there on my Twitter. On
follow the rabbit hole. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Always end up having tea with a rabbit in the Mad Hatter, huh? Yeah.
How do you feel?
Like the Queen of Hearts. Yeah, someone's head's coming off. What's up?
How do you feel about all these wrestlers dying?
Dude, they always die, dude. That's what wrestlers do. Dusty Rhodes is a tragedy. Roddy Piper's a tragedy. That's why we played Dusty Rhodes, because I was sad about him and Roddy dying.
You can't do Rowdy, though, right?
No, I mean, Rowdy's just Rowdy. Rowdy Piper.
All right, we'll come back. I want to talk about Ronda Rousey, too.
So
we'll be back in around, I don't know, 8 to 10 minutes. So stay right there, and if you're listening live on Monday, it's going to be 2 seconds, all right?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Fuck you. Shit, I already pushed the button.
All right, go, go, go.
Go, 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 go. Golf. Golf's final major starts next week, and DraftKings is celebrating by giving away $3.3 million in prizes and crowning the year's last fantasy golf millionaire. DraftKings.com is the American. What are you doing? You stop moving while I'm doing reads because I think you're fucking need me or I'm doing something wrong and I stop reading.
Sorry, Bobby.
What is this magic shit that you're doing?
I was trying to lower the volume on my monitor, but
do you know how fucking important DraftKings is?
Very important. They're our only sponsor.
No, they're not.
Oh, well, this week they are.
Oh,
right?
God, they're a good sponsor. Okay,
I love DraftKings. Get $1 million a week.
They're crowding their year's last fantasy golf millionaire. DraftKings.com, because it's America's favorite 1 week fantasy golf site now, where you can win huge prizes every tournament. Just pick 6 golfers, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. Anyone can do this, whether you love the game of golf or you just want to try a new fantasy sport. You've never experienced golf like this, okay? So with every long drive and made putt bringing you closer and closer to $1 million payday, sports fans just like you have won winnings big all year long at DraftKings, including the first 3 fantasy golf millionaires. That's crazy. You could be next. The next event begins with the tournament. So choose your golfers before next Thursday. Tee off for your last crack at winning $1 million playing fantasy golf at DraftKings.com this year. Hurry up to DraftKings.com now and use the promo code Kelly to play for free at a shot at becoming a millionaire. Enter Kelly now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. All right, man, we're back. We're back in the New York groove. Make sure you go to Riotcast.com. Check out all the other shows. And also, my album is on iTunes right now, and it's doing very well. Robert Kelly, the audio version of Live at the Village Underground. And it's also charting, as they say in the business. So
nice.
Make sure you go and, grab a couple, leave a review, whatever you got to do. I want to thank everybody who's bought it so far. And there you go. And the reviews and the actual ratings for Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll have been fucking phenomenal.
Great show.
Thanks.
I was a big Rescue Me fan, yeah. So I was looking forward to this coming out.
Yeah.
And the writing is as good as better than I thought it would be.
Right.
And the acting's great.
Yeah.
Leary looks the part amazing.
Yeah.
As he did as a firefighter in Rescue Me, he looks the part just as much in this.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I loved Rescue Me, so I was looking forward to it.
I do too.
You do a great job in it as well.
I think he casted.
Even with your ass wag.
Very well. I think the cast is amazing too.
Yeah.
Everybody really fucking holds their own. What are you smiling at? What?
Nothing. So there I just saw.
What?
Someone put a picture of Ronda Rousey after she won and then put a picture of Sloth from Goonies, and it was very funny.
Oh, really?
It's just the angle.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
So anyways, thanks for that. Everybody watching. Keep watching. Consistency is the name of the game. Consistency is the name of the game. The ratings went, the 3-day bump, the first week broke the record, which FX announced. The next week, it broke that record. The 7-day bump after that broke that record for comedy.
Speaking of broken records. Now, the show's great. I watched it, Bob. Robert, I watched the show.
It was funny.
I thought it was great.
You do bring up.
I don't like. Yeah, go ahead, say it.
I liked it. I like everything that's going on right now. I like that Deepu showed a little bit of his personality and he's being punished for it.
Liz Gillies, John Corbett.
John Ailes, Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Thursday night, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right.
I wish I could watch it. I don't have FX.
It's on iTunes.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Is it charting?
I don't know what that means. I charted earlier.
I'm going to fire Deepu.
Okay.
Yeah, get a girl.
I see one.
I was just literally watching like a spider moment from Goodfellas right there. That was
like totally here's my theory on Deepu. Here's my theory on Deepu.
He hates you?
Yes.
No.
No, here's my theory on Deepu. Deepu, I guarantee you, some of the people trolling me is Deepu.
No.
I guarantee fucking to you.
I guarantee
you. I guarantee you. Some of the people.
Oh, that was great. Hold on. You stepped.
Guarantee Deepu?
Yeah. That was good. That was good.
I know for a fact that some of the people trolling me is this fucking kid. Right. I also know that Deepu was all whipped up on the show, got here, and now he's got his.
Why do you sound like John McClane?
He's got his eyes on the next prize.
Come on out to LA. Have a couple of
the bright lights of fucking the city. It's not so bright. Deepu doesn't like me.
I think
absolutely, Chris. Your thoughts?
I try to stay, you know, equal.
Mm-hmm. It's neutral, Tommy. It's
idiot.
Not equal, you fucking numbskull.
That's what I stay. Equal.
I'd rather take a smart kid that hates me than a dummy that likes me.
Super loyal dum-dum. Yeah. Or a possibly using you. Incredibly smart person.
Fucking kid. Give you a shot.
I stay right.
Neutrals?
Right. It,
two in plus the middle, three neutrals,
in the,
four.
In the middle? Yeah. Equal?
I'm a neutron.
Two straight signs?
Whatever. I try to stay...
The equal sign?
When you have to tell somebody how to treat you, they don't like you. And that's him.
Mm.
Right, Deepu?
Can I just admit it.
I will give you the opportunity. You can still work here. I'll still talk to you. Nothing will change between us.
I appreciate you so much,
that's
Bobby.
That's not what I'm asking.
You've done so much for me, Bobby.
That's the Dan Soder answer.
Scopo, don't
you ever put words in my mouth.
I will get you.
I've learned so much from this show.
I'm serious.
Can I do Deepu's inner thoughts?
Yes, go ahead. Wait, no, let him answer and then you do them.
Okay.
Deepu, I'm telling you right now, you don't like me.
Okay.
He is absolutely correct. How he knew is beyond me.
You don't. You can't, you're biding your time on this show.
No, I got no other places to go, man.
The second another podcast would offer me an opening, I would jump at it. I have sent so many emails to Legion of Skanks.
I heard SiriusXM wants video.
Dan will hire me. If I really, maybe Dan will hire me. I'm sure that he has no control over.
Deepu, I'm telling you, you're one of my trolls. You're one of the people that fucking trolls me.
I do nothing like that. I only troll you on the show, never online or off the show.
Or when you are sleeping. I troll you all the time. He's right. He's nailing it.
And Scopo and I make a good team. We're very nice to each other.
I hate that Linguini. That middle of the road. I do not like him. I don't want to go to Queens. I don't go to Queens.
I'm telling you, you're not answering the question. You don't like me.
That's not a question. You just keep telling me I don't like you.
Do you like me?
I love you, Bobby.
That's a lie.
But that's from the bottom of my heart.
No, I just want to see where this is going.
Love and like are different.
They are.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I can love you and not like you. Apparently.
I love Scopo. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I need gum. I think Scopo. I Garrett.
It flies open.
I know the way he fucking says little things, I pick up on him.
Well, here's the thing.
I pick up on them. I'm smart.
I've always had a problem with, like, having a fear of saying the worst possible thing, so then all I can think about is saying the worst possible thing. And
what's the worst possible thing you could say right now?
Just sound like a cunt all the time.
Let me take care of that for you.
Cutting mics.
Cutting mics, Kelly.
Yeah.
So what were you saying?
Yeah, I just have to... I've always had a tone issue. Because, you know.
Well, you never got the shit kicked out of you like I did.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
No, never been punched.
That's what it is.
You have a cunty tone.
So if I can get my first blowjob and punched in the face, I'll be all right.
Yeah. I will pay for both of them.
I can do both myself right now.
You suck his dick. Would you beat him up first and then suck his dick?
Suck his dick and make him feel wonderful. Then I punch him in his face. Why'd you make me do that?
You should leave on the good note.
No.
I'd be into that if a girl blew me and then punched me in the face.
There's probably a lot of stockbroker guys like on Wall Street that do that. like, suck me off, then I want you just to kick me right in the mouth.
Because yeah, I've never been.
It's kind of like what happened to that girl that left Bobby Kelly's hotel room.
Yeah.
She got, you know, she and then she got punched in the face.
What girl?
By the guy. By
the girl that you made strip to no music.
Basically that.
Or stripper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, but that's, you know, that's the treatment.
Yeah, well, she wasn't a girl, okay? So let's not make her a civilian.
She was a lady of the night.
She was a paid fucking whore.
Hey!
Okay, escorted.
She was a girl at some point, and then her life went astray, and she became a prostitute.
You're right.
She wasn't even a prostitute that night.
That's why I stopped. That was the last prostitute I've ever gotten.
No,
it wasn't. She was a stripper.
Yes, it was.
You want it? That was before Brazil?
Huh? What was that? So what do you think about Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, there we go. Just knocking bitches out.
Dude, let me tell you something, how fucking crazy that was. I mean, that Brazilian bitch, she was a fucking beast. A beast.
She looked like what Jim Carrey used to do on In Living Color when
Mira
he
DeMilo.
Used to
Vera
do
DeMilo.
Yeah, that chick looked like the Jim Carrey. Yeah. I mean, I was like, this might
breasts.
Be a fight.
Yeah,
but no.
Yeah, they did Vera the Barbarian.
She is a beast, and she's from Brazil, and she was trained around, and she took out two of the four horsemen,
which was pretty badass when she did that in the
promo.
It was
crazy. Yeah,
and you're like, oh, that's awesome.
It was pretty badass move, and then what a hype. But think about this. Think about how she would take people out with an armbar within seconds.
Yeah.
Now she's knocking people out.
Yeah.
Because if you look at all her training, she's never rolling. She's always boxing. Mm-hmm. I follow her on Instagram. Every Instagram when she's training is her hitting fucking mitts. And I'm talking hitting mitts like Tyson.
Pop, pop,
like
pop.
As fast. You ever see a fast motherfucker like Floyd Mayweather hit mitts? Or Tyson when he's... As fast as those guys and getting that fucking pop. She's been epic.
She's got to fight Cyborg.
For the last year.
I love how she went, don't cry, at the end of it. That was badass.
You like the shit talking
to her? Yeah, oh, yeah. Set that up. Why did she say that?
Oh, because she talked shit about her father.
No, that wasn't it at all.
No? Oh, sorry.
Tell Dummy why she said it.
Because she kept saying that she brought it up. She did bring up her father, but she said that Ronda Rousey's going to kill herself after she beats her. And then Ronda Rousey had a tearful explanation that her father died. And then at the fight press conference, she kept saying, don't cry, don't cry. That's what she kept saying to Ronda Rousey.
She kept yelling that to her.
She kept yelling.
Don't cry,
that.
Don't cry.
Great, and then great Brazilian accent.
Thank you. Bobby and I have been working on it for about 5 years now.
Tudo bem. Tudo bem. She said, don't cry. And then knocks you the fuck out.
And yells, don't
and
cry.
And she goes, don't cry.
Don't cry.
You can't get any fucking badder than that.
Yeah.
You can't.
She's badass.
But you're right. Man. You're right. Her training, all of her training, if you watch it, is boxing. She's not doing, like, she is just going out there and hitting. And when you say that she hits with the speed as those guys, which I agree with, put that in a relative scale. Now she's hitting women who don't have the speed to react generally as the guys that Tyson was hitting or Mayweather's hitting or those guys were hitting with that kind of hand speed. And now she's hitting the relativity is huge.
I'd like to see her box.
I get it. You're so good at words.
Those are actually pretty good.
She looked really hot in the weigh-in.
Yeah,
like, she looks so
I love
hot
the weigh-ins. They are hilarious. Remember In Living Color?
Yeah.
She was great.
She stole Gina Carano's pose. Rhonda stole her pose. Gina used to get weighed, and when she made the weight, she would put her arm behind her back.
So sexy.
Chest out, shoulders back, and then just look up. And
I
want to
Google
like,
that.
I feel like Keenan Ivory is probably
I'm
my
looking at my phone
in.
Just to Google that.
Now Rhonda does that.
I know. Gina Carano was so... She
Gina,
still is
Gina
so
was the
hot.
Best. I remember when Gina had to take her pants off.
I remember that to make weight. She
to make
her
weight.
Undies.
And the dumb guy dropped the towel.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He fucked up and dropped the towel.
What about Damon? Damon Wayans.
What?
Damon Wayans was great. He was really funny. Homie the Clown.
Gina Carano's supposed to come back.
She's going
to
get killed.
I think she will.
They're saying there she's going to fight Rousey. She's going to get
crushed. She'll get fucking
crushed.
Didn't
Cyborg
say? Like, look at that. It's like an underwear ad.
Rosie Perez used to be the dancer on the show.
Stop it.
We're not
talking about that, stupid. The Stooky Brothers are going to kill you.
She's so hot.
She's
so approachable, but she's only into dudes that are in the fight game.
And
so
she bites her lip, too.
Mm. I know. She's so hot.
Every time when the camera comes on her, she smiles and then she bites.
She's so hot.
I'd like to bite her lip.
Okay. Why would you want to do that? I want to
vagina lip.
Whoa. Nibble, nibble.
What's
25 years ago, if you would have said guys would be sitting around doing a podcast, first off, like this,
yeah,
and then talking about how sexy and hot female boxers that could...
They're not boxers, they're mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts, but basically, whatever. Yeah. Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could pick that said male apart within seconds. Yeah. And sitting there going, oh my God, she bites her.
Oh my God.
And then she does the weigh in like this. And yeah. Oh my God, with her legs up. And you're like, who would have ever thought that we would live in a world 25 years ago that did this first off and then talks about this?
If you described this to someone in like 1938, they'd be like, we lost the war to Germany. And that's what they implemented was female fighters where men
that's
had to
perfect.
Worship
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
She is no fucking joke. But I don't think, you know, it's like he read that Rogan. It was the first time he almost cried doing the interview after because he was so overwhelmed to be next to somebody that great.
She's the most dominant athlete in any sport.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as mixed martial arts.
No, any sport.
Yeah. Right, relax.
Is she undefeated?
You have to also take the nuance of the nudity of the sport and the depth of the competition.
Nudity? That's exactly what I was
like,
saying.
So she doesn't like Serena
she's
Williams
babes.
Has
she's,
a depth of competition that she doesn't.
Hold on. Let me see if you agree with this. She's like the Babe Ruth of female mixed martial arts. Yes. Right? She's I'll not going
that.
Against black
yeah.
people
yeah.
yet.
No, exactly.
I'll give it that.
There's
yeah.
not black.
Exactly.
There's not a Shanaida exactly. Jones who's training in comp and rolling that's going to be able to just knock her fucking head off.
I've always said Ruth is you can't say he's ever the greatest because he never played against the black ball player.
She just fought a very tough Brazilian.
She did.
No, and I'm not saying that.
And Brazilian, fought, as far as mixed martial arts goes, Brazilians still beat blacks.
Yeah, no.
You understand? There's more
like
badass Brazilian motherfuckers than black dudes.
Ronda Rousey is the baddest woman
black
in the world.
Black dudes have not taken over mixed martial arts.
No.
You know what I mean? They're in the mix.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and champions.
What's his name? He's the best fighter in the world.
Bones Jones.
Bones Jones.
He's not in the mix anymore. He's gone.
But before he fucked his life up, he was in the mix.
He's gonna come back.
He's gonna come back.
He'll be back in 2016.
I think he's gonna be like Tiger Woods.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. He's
and
only,
I think he comes back. He goes to heavyweight.
I bet. Let's he's bet only, on his first fight. We'll watch it together.
I think he comes back heavyweight. I think he's coming back light heavyweight, and I think that. He's going to be in his head
I think
when
you're
he
right.
comes
in
back.
Your head, yeah.
Zombie.
You can, that's just a little taste of what Joe and I are going to be doing this Sunday night at Roseanne's.
Where's
in
that?
Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
We're doing
what are
duets.
You doing?
We're called the Ramberries.
The
we're
Ramberries.
Ramberries
yeah. And we butt fuck each other before.
We ram each other the ass.
While we sing Cranberry.
Did you have to let it linger?
Did you have to?
Did you have to?
Did you have to let it linger?
And then when that song ends, I say, pull my finger. It's kind of a comedy music act.
You get everything.
Yeah.
You get romance. You get music. You get butt sex.
Yeah.
The Ramberries. Yeah.
So is she undefeated, this Ronda Rousey?
She is more than undefeated.
That
the
doesn't
hearts
make
and
sense.
She's undefeated. The other girl was undefeated, too. The other girl was, I believe, 10 fights undefeated.
Yeah.
I read Cyborg is going to drop weight.
She can't. I mean, Ronda's
going to
come
up. She's going to hire a doctor.
No, she can't drop to
145. Ronda's never going up. Ronda's never going up. She's the.
But she did. She used to fight at 145.
She is the 135 champion.
Yes.
She's not dropping. For her to go up, she has to lose the belt. She's not losing the belt.
What about make a catch weight?
No. I'm telling you, she's not doing it. She's already said, stop doing steroids and make 135. Mm-hmm. She said it at the thing. She might, actually, Cyborg might sue her for defamation because
the blogger and you just got excited.
She's actually telling, she's like, listen, here's the deal. And what's his name? Dana White said it. She goes, as soon as she makes 135, the fight is there.
Oh.
So what they want to do, Conor McGregor.
Oh,
that fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, McGregor.
Psychopath. Mick.
I was just in Ireland.
I love Conor McGregor.
She should sue her.
They want to put that fight on that card.
Yes.
When he fights Aldo.
Ooh. Jose.
Oh, Aldo.
Come on to get a little piece
of... Could you imagine seeing
Where's
that
Aldo?
Fight?
Well, I mean, I want Conor to be... That was good.
Oh, boy. I like puns.
I want to see
Donald play.
Donald Cerrone fight the winner of Conor McGregor. Jose Aldo.
I know.
I love.
Really?
Oh, Donald.
I want to see Frankie Edgar fight that.
I want to see Frankie.
I want to see Frankie Edgar step in. They're not in the same weight class.
Ooh,
Cerrone.
Cerrone's lightweight, right?
No, not with Aldo and McGregor. No, not at all. No. I think I want to see
bullshit.
Frankie Edgar.
These all sound like pasta sauces.
Bullshit.
Aldo,
Cerrone's a lightweight.
Cerrone.
No.
I guarantee Donald Cerrone's a
marinara. Well,
look
he's
it up.
Thinking,
look how much you want to make a bet?
$10 right now. I got it on me.
What about bolognese?
I got a buck.
Bolognese is pretty good. Put it over noodles.
Call him. Just bring up their...
Put it over a good pasta for you.
I think Connor and Aldo fight and Rowdy and fucking Cyborg would be. You could do that in Dallas.
Could you do?
You could do that at Dallas Stadium.
UFC 200?
80,000 people.
UFC 200?
No, not that far away, right?
What are they at right now? One.
Is it?
They're up there. They're like,
isn't
like
190?
It's 190. They're at 190.
He is a lightweight.
Yeah, lightweight.
That's what I said.
6'1", 155.
Who's he?
Donald Cerrone.
Donald Cerrone.
And who? What is Conor McGregor?
Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
like.
Thanks. He's not a lightweight.
He's the flyweight.
Flyweight.
But I bet that Donald Cerrone was a lightweight, so you owe me $10.
No, you said that they were in the same thing.
No, I was betting that Donald Cerrone was
you
a lightweight.
You fucking set me up to...
Play it back, bro.
I can't have an option.
House always wins. House always wins.
I'm going to house you.
Okay.
This is the house. I'm the house. This is my house.
I don't think so. It's Gnome's house.
I'm going to gnome your
Conor
face.
Conor McGregor is a featherweight.
Featherweight. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you're wrong.
No, I'm not. Donald
they
Cerrone
can't fight. You said they could fight.
I didn't say they
could. Well, they're only 10 pounds apart, so they could, you know.
No, they can't.
He could drop.
He can't drop. I'm going to drop you in a second.
Oh, bro. I've been waiting for you to do that.
What weighs really? More, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers?
They're the same.
Same.
Yet 2,000 pounds. Oh, boy.
I was fucking fascinated by the fights.
Yeah.
I thought the fight was amazing. Mm-hmm. And the hype behind it, the hatred, it reminded me of old boxing.
Yeah.
The hatred, the fighting, the two countries, the fans, and the same thing with the Conor McGregor fight with Aldo. Even when it went switched to Mendez, I was still like, this is the way we used to when we watched Tyson fight, when we watched Holyfield fight. When we watch these Ali fight, these are the fight. This is that hype that was around it. Yeah. It made everybody want to go, who's winning? What's going on? What's happening?
You can't argue with the fact that Dana White did the most genius thing possible and made all of his fighters accessible to the fans, and that's what boxing doesn't do. Boxing, because of the greediness of promoters, you don't have accessibility to these awesome fighters. Gennady Golovkin is one of the funnest guys to watch fight, and barely anybody knows who he is. Yeah. And he's one of, easily, pound for pound, one of the best fighters.
Right.
And no one gives a shit. Yeah. Andre Ward, no one knows who he is, and he's fucking
amazing.
It's
all predicated, though. Boxing, I think, is predicated on the heavyweight class. And the heavyweight class exposes everything else to be great.
Okay.
And when Leonard and Hagler and Hearns and all those guys had that greatness, and when you compare that, and I think that Rousey fight is a lot like Leonard and Duran, the two countries, the two going at it. They had a heavyweight class regime that overtook. It was almost like they were the network, and everybody else fell underneath the network.
But the heavyweight division in the UFC isn't the most popular division.
No. I'm saying why.
Oh, by boxing.
You're just saying that. That's not true.
I think MMA
the
is
heavyweight
more.
Heavyweight is the most popular.
Kane are more popular than like Ronda or Conor McGregor or the light heavyweight.
I believe that might have just changed. But for the majority of the UFC, the heavyweights were the money makers. But I still think that Connor and Rousey might have, but that had a lot of help.
But also
and
Anderson been, Silva in the middleweight and GSP in the welterweight. I mean, you're looking at there's a lot of superstars not in the heavyweight division.
And here's where the UFC I think can maybe get hurt at some point down the road with the way boxing
can you stop
did.
Doing that with your hands.
Yeah,
I get it.
I know.
I'm literally going to throw up.
No,
I don't know what you're trying to hypnotize. I believe you.
No, what happened was, and I was telling somebody this yesterday. If
like fucking Epcot set of animatronics.
If Ronda keeps winning in 34 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, boxing took a big hit after the pay-per-view. They started asking people
when
to pay
Tyson,
a lot of money, and Tyson was getting 20 people over to some guy's house that's paid $150, and all of a sudden the fight was over in 35 seconds, and that happened too much. And then I think Tyson was the last, like, where do we go from here?
Yeah, but that only happens with Ronda, though. Every other fighter,
right,
it goes
but the,
a little
but
more.
Is, here, if she's
why,
so big, if she's the biggest
but here's,
thing ever,
here's why,
matriculate
here's what
the
UFC did that boxing never did.
Yeah.
The boxing would put on one fight that you wanted to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, okay, boxing fans would give a fuck about the undercards, blah, 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 blah. But the majority of us assholes watching just knew about the main event. Mm-hmm. That's all we cared about. But what UFC does,
this is
the every single undercard and into the prelims are extraordinary fights.
Right.
Okay? Extraordinary fights. They're just amazing.
And the other great thing they did to step outside of the box of boxing was small round fights. Give it your all. Fight to almost the death in a instead of the dragged out 12 or 15 rounds where guys would lay on each other and try to play on points and do all that stuff. It was the takedown armbar. Get it in. Get it out. End this fight. Make it exciting. And you know, don't go to a card. Don't go to three guys that are going to say, this one beat that one and this one beat that one.
I remember watching MMA with List, one of the first times you ever watched it. It was like years ago. We were drinking and you're like, oh, it's like they just did real professional wrestling.
That is what it feels like.
I remember you watching it and you going, oh, yeah. I think the exact sentence you said is, oh, wrestling must feel silly now.
Yeah,
these guys are just doing it.
Well, when you go to a live event, like I went to UFC 100 and it's like, every single fucking fight, you're like, you got to be shitting.
Well, UFC 100 was a crazy stack card. That was two belts, and every other undercard fight was like...
Yeah, but they've done that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Okay, they've done that a bunch of times. And what I'm saying is when they say, hey, here's a pay-per-view, you get way more than just Tyson versus fucking Holyfield.
Yeah. You know what the weird... That was the reason I didn't buy the Rousey fight was I wasn't... is excited because I'm so used to UFC cards being like, oh, well, there's like four fights I want to watch. And with Rousey, I was like, it's really just two fights I want to see, even though they were good.
Well, that's what they have to combat against is she going to be that crazy good like Tyson was, where maybe we just stopped caring what was before Tyson.
Conor McGregor has that ability to make people buy pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Okay, Ronda has the ability, but not as much as him. John Jones had the ability.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva had the ability.
Yeah. And his comeback.
George St. Pierre had the ability. You know, as far as heavy, Brock Lesnar made people buy pay-per-views.
Because
you wanted to see him lose or win. You wanted to see that fight.
And the great thing about this, you know, mixed martial arts is there's always guys that are ready to step into the game serious. You know, it's almost like it has this different thing about boxing where boxing you can... You had to be a boxer to be a box. Some of these guys can just train off of their... It's almost like the Great Depression. It's almost like they're training off of their loading a truck job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting some fights, and all of a sudden, they might be good enough in a couple of years to be on a big stage.
Yeah, one of those guys from...
It's crazy.
The documentary Dogfight on Netflix. I don't know if you've seen it.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's about
backyard fighting. One of those guys is a legit MMA fighter now. Mm-hmm. The guy that loses his first two fights. That guy's like a fighter, like a real fighter now.
Well, look what happened to Kimbo Slice. Same shit. I mean, I'm excited for Spike, too. Spike, Bellator. Those fights are fucking pretty good. They're not as crappy as they were because Scott Coker came in and is trying to make it a legitimate legal like he did with Strikeforce. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Tito Santana and Rick Martel.
Yeah, that's Strikeforce, one of the greatest tag teams to break up ever. But it did produce the model, Rick Martel.
That's true.
And he had arrogance.
And then he sprayed it in Jake the Snake's face in the head of a blind match.
Yep.
If you guys weren't comics, you'd be just losers on a porch.
Or the most fun people at your job ever. You'd also be that.
Also, I haven't watched wrestling in 25 years.
And I know, but you got to come over
and
watch
it. But I watched it a lot back then.
You should come over and watch it again.
Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
This Sunday?
Enough to inspire a t-shirt. Right?
Listomania,
well, that was a fan of mine, but
he's a racist.
We sold a bunch of Listomania t-shirts for money, I thought.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I can't wear that anywhere because everyone's going to think it's a Hulkamania.
Dude, yeah. Stay, please take a walk with me after the show.
All right.
I will go get your fucking money.
Where are we going to walk to?
I don't know how the fuck.
Whacked.
You're going
to
die.
All you got to do is call. I gave you the guy's number. You call him. He sends you a check. I don't know how I became your fucking merch guy.
That's what you said. That was the deal,
no,
dog.
You
that was the deal. I was there for it, dog.
Shut the fuck
you were
up.
Like,
you weren't
I'll
even
take
on the phone.
It. I'll
Bro,
put it on the thing.
I was, though.
And then he called, and you were like, we owe fucking $800 to List.
I'm omnipresent, dog.
Listen, here's the thing, Joe.
Yeah.
You called me up, and you said, hey, I got these t-shirts. Somebody blah, blah, blah. Is there any way you can put them on the site?
No,
I can sell them that way.
No. That's not exactly what happened. What happened was, I don't know how to sell t-shirts. I'm trying to start an email. Do you know how to sell t-shirts? And then you said, we'll put them on the boo-boo-boo
and
website.
And I also said, here's his number. Just call him, and he'll give you the money.
You said mail him the shirt, and I said mail him. And so I mailed him.
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
You always do that, though.
Do what?
You put it on us to call people when it's not our responsibility to call
Dude,
people.
You're not fucking... Who are you? I've never done anything to you. You cocksucker. I've never done anything.
Yeah.
And you know what? You should make a fucking phone call. What am I got a phone calls for you? Like I'm your manager?
No, no one ever said
I'm
that.
I'm your fucking agent.
But here's what you
am
do.
Am I your
You're
assistant?
You're my business partner.
No.
I'm not your fucking
here's
business
what, here's what, first of all.
I'm going to lose my voice. We're going to have to cancel the next show because I'm fucking going to scream at you, Dan.
Here's what you do. And DePaulo, your generation does it. DePaulo will pull that move too. You go, what am I, your agent? No, you're my friend. And you have access to the guy. You have a relationship with him.
But why can't you just make the phone
call? Because you already made the phone call.
And he said fine.
This is another thing you do. You do big favors just so you can go, I fucking do this thing. I did this. All
you guys really were fucking talking shit about me, you motherfuckers.
Oh, this whole time.
I'm talking now. This is me talking now.
Bring dickhead Deepu with you. Fucking,
he doesn't like
I
me either.
I hope they know I'm going
I can
to
feel
jerk
I got
off.
A vibe. I got
just,
a vibe. You
he
think I'm a bad person.
He does not like you.
I know. Quiet. I'm just you, quiet in general.
He does not like you. He does not like me. Loves Dan.
Right.
Hates
Loves Dan.
Hates Scopo.
Hates Scopo. I'm equal with Scopo.
Ooh.
That was good.
Yeah. You see fucking Scopo's eyebrows twitch. You're not equal with me.
I wish Robbie Bernstein won.
That's a man. Imagine what if Shannon would have won?
We hung out in Foxwoods.
Shannon.
Shannon would have been great.
I don't remember Shannon.
We'd still be on Ustream. I wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Right?
I liked Robbie Bernstein.
Good
quality Jew.
You know my problem with Shannon was? She was hot.
She was smoking hot.
She had a personality.
I liked that. Yeah. No, the day of that interview, like, we all had to fill out forms. Kelly gave us forms to fill out, like, your name, resume, experience, all that. And I sat next to Shannon to fill mine out, and she flipped hers over so that I wouldn't see hers.
Ooh. Oh, deep. And well, every time someone comes in here, you get nervous they're going to steal the fucking YouTube thing. Relax.
You are paranoid.
No, she was being paranoid. In this
Every time we do it, every
time. I bet you if I asked her, she would go, I don't remember.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have it ingrained like a fucking spy.
I just remember thinking like, oh, man, she's going to go down.
I will
go up there.
Never forget that you flipped your paper over.
Wait, Deep, you can't say that because every time a guest comes in here, you get nervous they're going to steal a YouTube thing.
Here we go.
That every time.
Oh, shit.
You do get nervous. I'm like, dude, no one cares that much.
Come on, Scopo butt.
No, I'm just saying. You don't
get gassed
that.
Up.
Damn. Don't say that.
Scopo's got a big old butt. Oh yeah.
All right, listen. Boy. Everybody's fucking tired. Your hands are on your heads.
Tired?
No, we're having
I'm
a little
look at this
I'm
fucking
enjoying
guy.
This guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like relax,
you're supposed to participate. You're supposed to enjoy it.
Look at this fucking...
I'm having a great time. This guy's, I don't know any of these people you're talking about.
This is Deepu.
I haven't talked about
Deepu doesn't like
me. The people that cover the papers up and the other person.
Deepu got in here...
Yeah, I can tell that right away.
And is like waiting to leave.
No.
Oh, yeah, you
case.
Can tell. You can see.
No, you know what it is? There's a lot
what
of trends.
Podcast?
You can hear it in his voice.
Before
you
we
can,
leave.
Right?
Yeah, he talks like he's reading something you wrote.
Before right. we leave here today,
yes.
Let's all say the podcast that we think Deepu would leave this show for.
Okay, right now.
Tuesdays
ready?
With Stories.
There you go. Joe's List, Tuesdays with Stories.
Legion of Skanks.
Legion of Skanks is that one.
Okay. The Kumia Network.
Boom. I'd leave for that one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Look at this fucking guy. What's that from?
What would you think?
Look, Major League.
Yeah.
Look at this fucking guy.
California Penal.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of transgression because I read comments from the chat
it's
that sometimes
true.
Are a little hostile sounding, and then you think it's me.
No, because I can see when something's said towards me, you laugh extra.
Ooh.
Right? You know when somebody's
that's a
going,
real. That's a real.
Somebody's.
I never
like,
laugh.
That's a fastuca.
You know when you're in the someone in the crowd goes ha 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 ha. They're trying to get that like let you know that they thought that cock blocking comedy laugh.
I think Deepu.
See, I didn't notice that about him, but what I did notice is when you were like Deepu, you hate me earlier. He was like no. I love you. I think you're great. He was reading copy that you wrote that he didn't
want
to read.
No, he actually pushed a button to a transistor in his fucking brain that he programmed with the computer that I bought.
Had to activate the nice chip.
Yeah,
also, he never counterpointed why he doesn't love you. You were like, you don't even like me. And he's like, I am grateful for you.
Yes.
And you're like, but you don't like me. You're like, I'm appreciative that you allow me to be here.
You know
like,
what
so
he
you
is? He's a mail order bride. He's happy
Where's
to be here.
Where's the bandana?
Ah,
there you go. No one got it. You're the first one to get it all day.
I wanted to make a joke about Kelly's podcast, but you guys keep...
All right, what is it?
Nothing. It's over now.
Come on, is it Meats and Cheeses?
No.
What's your podcast name? Hands Up?
That's what I had to look up.
Keep your hand... It's called Keep Your Hand Off It.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He was going to leave for
Keep Your Hand Off It. What? Off the podcast.
See, I laughed at that.
Yeah, fuck you. You know that? Fuck you.
You know you. What? The Avails email?
All right. Well.
I thought that was a big one.
I was so bummed. That's the thing about bombs.
I was so pumped for that one. I was like, this place is going to explode.
What I need to do is I need to get a hot chick. Not even hot. Just fucking sexy.
Bobby, look over there.
No, she's married. If she wasn't married.
Old married.
Yeah,
lady.
She's old married.
But you're old and married.
Yeah,
and
but.
Heavy.
We need to get a hot chick in here.
Yeah.
Who's single.
Yeah.
Who's single and ready to mingle.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey.
Oh, Dan's old girlfriend.
Good. Smash your
head. She's hot and single.
How mad would you be if she came in?
I just want to do the podcast.
Why?
You'd be mad also.
Because my ex-girlfriend would be right
We'd
here.
We'd let her wear a wig. She'd wear the Shannon mask.
No.
All right, how about this? I get a hot chick to work here. Mm-hmm. How great would that be?
I love it.
Awesome.
Right? Who's just
it.
Fucking like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
You guys want coffee or biscuits?
Pigtails, no shirt.
No, she wears a shirt.
I mean, she
dresses sexy.
I can do all that. I can take hormones.
That's a bomb dana. Yeah. I liked it, but it definitely bombed.
You're just trying to get the bomb dana off you because that avails.
You're telling me that wasn't a bomb?
That avails one ate it just as hard as the mail order bride.
You can't. You're just trying to get rid of it.
I'm not trying to get rid of it.
That was cute. That was cute.
And
I don't fucking like him. That was
Bobby,
cute.
Are we changing the rules? It was cute and I liked it, but it fucking bombed. Zero things happened. He said it and nothing happened after it said it.
I just hit my head on the rack. Yes.
And I was confused because you usually mad say jokes.
You're just mad because you laid that stinker about the
No, I enjoyed my stinker. I took it on the chin, but we got a bomb is a bomb. You can't just go, it was kind of adorable. It got zero. It got fucking nothing.
I think you could, a bomb
what?
That makes
We lost you. I thought we were losing you right there. I thought that was it.
Guys,
what if they don't laugh because they don't like you?
I was going to drip the bomb down over your face.
Guys.
Guys.
It hurts when I laugh too hard. Please.
Good luck with this later show.
Oh, fuck off.
Following this.
Who's on that later show?
Nobody. He went down there. He texted Soto and goes, can you do the show at 9? An hour and 55 minutes later, I get a text. Hey, can you do the show at 9?
Not true.
It hurt my feelings.
That is true. We were sitting there having
it was
a
mood.
Not
it was
true.
A gap. It was a long gap.
Yeah. No, I had to wait. I texted Soder. I had to wait for him.
Yeah. We got the proof right here.
I had no, it wasn't after 55
minutes.
Yeah, it was.
Nini.
But I had to ask people because I was asking.
I hate your outfit.
Yo.
Thank you.
What'd you do?
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I hate your fucking wide hip shorts. White college girl hips you have. You really do look like a field hockey cunt right now. I fucking hate
That's
you.
That's what I'm going for.
I really just... You're just fucking bulgy cunt that you have right now. Your fucking stupid Eagle shorts.
You know,
bug me.
Listen, you're upset.
You're upset
and you're taking
it
out on me.
Hips. I hate
you. Taking
your
it out on me.
Fucking
it's fine.
Stupid shorts.
I know you love me.
You're fucking, ugh.
Doesn't that sound backhanded?
Isn't that like a mean comment?
I hate your outfit. It's so classic.
Can't stand them. I can't stand his shorts. They make me infuriate. I really
they are
do.
Very comfortable.
The only reason they would ever make sense is if they were waterproof and you could swim in them.
What time is your text?
Only reason. That's the only acceptable reason for those shorts is you're about
there
to go
goes the
body.
Cameras.
I received my sketch. Hey, Dan. I got mine. Can you do the podcast at 9 at 1:17 p.m.?
1:17 p.m. Who wants the tick bets on what time I got my offer to do the podcast?
I bet
it was way before.
How many minutes later?
I'd say 35.
You got to do it.
I say 4 minutes later.
4 minutes later?
No,
what do you say?
Four. It wasn't four.
I'll give a solid 10.
10?
No. I'll say 22.
I got my text at 1:57.
Oh!
And it says, hey, cunt face. We need someone.
What? That's how you're texting people?
You don't fucking call my guest cunt face.
We desperately need someone to be on the show because Bobby can't carry it himself.
What the fuck?
Can you
fuck?
Do the show at 9?
What did you say? Use the word desperately?
I think Scopo's been fucking using Deepu to hide his real hatred for you.
I know. I know Scopo doesn't hate me.
Look at that. He's too simple.
I know
to hate.
Deepu does.
He's too simple of a person.
I don't know.
He's still trying to figure out what equal means.
Yeah. He's like, wait, that didn't work? They weren't equal?
Get that water bottle.
Deepu, go to, you've been exposed.
He is exposed. He knows that I know now.
There's no proof
any knows,
of this.
Now he knows that I know he's one of those guys, too.
I was not laughing to like show that, oh, that was a good
when
jab
he
at Bobby. I just
shows
laugh
up,
when something's
no
funny.
No respect for me.
I've always laughed when something's just
no
funny.
No respect.
Man.
And he's going to end up being the Comedy Cellar radio producer.
God. I look, at the day Deepu gets a better gig,
is the
I'm happy for him.
Are you?
Absolutely.
You guys are in like a fucked up marriage.
Why?
I don't know.
I want my wife to fuck somebody better so I can be rid of her.
Yep.
Just have the apartment. I'd rather take all the shit and I'll live in an apartment, but at least I'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take a dump.
Hey, read the chat real quick. What do you got?
Go forward. It says, Rhonda needs competitors or her type will flame out.
Okay, we're past that. Yeah. What else you got?
I don't think it
what's in the regular chat? The Bobby chat.
Sure. Steven Gonzalez says, are there two shows today?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
Yes. Hang on one second.
Would it have to answer you?
Baby, you're on the air.
Hi. You called me four times. I was in the pool.
I know you're in the pool.
So what'd you call me four times for?
Hey, well, I'm going to tell you if you settle down one second. It's not funny. Will you call Dr. Steve, please, for me?
And
you might have to pick up a prescription from my, because I might have some infection thing from my, you know, from the thing, from the allergies.
Okay.
Will you call him and just see if we have that? All right.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Wait a minute. What the fuck was that?
Dude, Mike.
That was like, what am I, married to Deepu?
Dude, I never get the same I love you back as I do, I give. That's one of my things.
That's why you just don't.
She always says I love you, but it's always, I'm always like, do you?
Don't give it.
Well, oh, really? Is that the Queen's way?
That's the way you do it, yeah.
Is that the fucking wide hip way?
Mm-hmm. That's the wide hip way. It's Chris Scopo.
Don't
Chris
give
Scopo
the love.
Jeans from Levi's.
Chris Scopo jeans from Wrangler.
You know I can only wear Levi's?
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
You got fucking.
Sucks.
You got Colorado hips.
Yeah, you get fucking I ride horse's ass.
Yeah. Got real ranch in Wyoming butt.
Just fucking dyke legs.
He's like, hey, Crystal, I'm not going to hold your purse all day.
You really do.
Dyke legs or strong legs?
Can we get these Liberty tickets so I can go eat that box?
Hey, do you think we can play soccer in the afternoon and then have pizza?
Let's go get tapas after we clam slam.
Let's go down and get the chicken finger sandwiches. Hey, do you want to go see Ted, too? I got two free because I'm an NR, an RN, whatever the fuck you call it.
I don't know.
Registered nurse?
No. Oh, God. I hate him.
Dan, can you back up a little bit? You're a little close to the table.
Shut your fucking mouth. How about that?
Okay. Hey, you see?
I really can't do anything.
No, you can't.
I can't say anything.
Bubba. Yeah. At least he likes you.
Yeah, bro, but I don't like
if
him.
If I got it, it would have been like,
I don't like him.
It would have been like, I would have watched the video. But why are you so close? Well, you were too far back, but I didn't want to say anything because I think you'd fucking yell at me and then blah, blah, blah. And I don't
I'm freaked out talking to you, Bobby, because any moment you can just flip the fuck out. I don't even know what I did.
Oh, what's that like?
See?
Welcome to a fucking relationship with Bobby.
I know. <It's>
terrifying.
That's Bobby 101.
This is
That's
Bobby leaving a voicemail. Hey, I know you're riddled with anxiety, but fucking call me as soon as you can.
Dan.
It's important.
It's Robert. Call me.
What's Matt? What's fucking crazy about that?
Scary.
You should call, it's and you should know the personalities of the people you're dealing with, and be like this: Hey, Joe, it's no big deal. Nothing's wrong. Everything's great.
I am not fucking having nine personalities to deal with fucking corporate Dan, Nelly, and fucking twat face
Robert,
and fucking dum dum.
I understand. You're upset.
It's better than mine. Hey, dummy, why aren't you answering the phone?
Yeah, I think you're a little hard on Chris, to be honest.
I think you're just right.
Yeah.
I think you're fucking nailing it.
You know what? I don't like the way this podcast is going.
Okay.
And I'm going to end it.
Well, I got to leave anyway, so
I
decided to end it.
Hey, first of all, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I'll keep going for another 40 fucking minutes.
And I'll walk out in five.
So what? The show will be fine without you. Always is.
I'll have a fun at 9 p.m. without me and Joe.
Hi.
Joe's actually coming.
What?
Yeah. I canceled all my spots to be here.
All right, listen, we're going to wrap this up. All right, so let's go around the room. Let's go this way.
Yeah.
We're going to give plugs, your Twitter, whatever you need to plug.
At Jason Lawhead, jasonlawhead.com. And if you're hearing this, you're down on the Jersey Shore tomorrow and Thursday. I'm headlining Uncle Vinny's down there a Wednesday, Thursday, the 5th and 6th, and working a weekend out there. And I'm just in New York for another week next week, doing New York Comedy Club on Monday. Gotham on Tuesday. You can, follow me on Twitter.
Put you up in that hotel with the little spa on the beach?
Not this trip. No. Okay. Not this trip.
Okay.
At Dan Soder on Twitter, dansoder.com. San Francisco and Sacramento, I'll be at both Punchlines in September. And listen to The Bonfire on Sirius Satellite Radio, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. Mondays and Wednesdays.
How's it going?
6 to 8 p.m., myself and Big J. Okerson. It's going very, very well.
How's the ratings?
They don't have those.
I know.
So we're just having fun.
Oh, it's good, man. Congratulations.
Thanks, dude. Maybe
we'll don't announce it too many times because fucking he might get bored with it.
Oh, bro. The Bonfire, Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m.
Who's on
Eastern,
it?
Big J. Okerson and myself.
All right, good. What do you got, Joe?
Dog, we might be in San Fran around the same time. I'll be in Sunnyvale.
Really? At Rooster Teeth Feathers?
Rooster Teeth Feathers, September 18th through the 21st, I think it is. And then a bunch of road stuff. I think I'm going to be on Last Comic Standing. Who knows? But I mentioned this last week. And
I'm watching it every fucking week, and it's killing me.
I don't know how the business goes.
Well, we were
on
the same episode.
Have you aired yet?
I have not aired. I don't know. I think if we do air, it'll be tonight.
But you know
a little bit more than I do.
I know nothing.
I don't know.
Petrified. Anyways, but my half-hour Comedy Central special will air on October 24th.
Nice. Yes!
Same night as Sam Morril, past guest, who's wonderful. So October 24th.
We'll do
a big
thing that week.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll make an ad for it the month before.
We're going to get, I think, most of the guys in New York try to get on the show.
Good.
The week before they air.
Yeah, we'll promote the fuck out of it.
I mentioned this last week, but my Facebook fan page is Comedian Joe List. And if you could go over there and give it a like,
I liked it the other day.
Yeah, a bunch of people have.
How do you do that? I have one, but I don't know how to.
Just like anything on his page, and now you'll always get his feed.
Okay. Yeah.
And he gets the like.
And then I'm on Twitter at Joe List Comedy.
Gotcha. Oh,
Instagram. I'm unbelievable on Instagram.
So
great.
Good.
I love your Instagram.
Oh,
thanks,
my God.
Everybody.
You are really fucking good.
Great Ireland picks. I'm not going to lie.
Great picks.
Great picks from Ireland.
Always, so good.
Every time I go on, too, and I hit your feed, it's always like when I needed to see a nice picture.
Wait a minute. I have Instagram.
Bobby. Yeah, it's fine.
But he posts nice tranquil
pictures. Yours is your no penis touching son playing the drums.
Yeah, or yours is like a lot of paint.
Yeah.
The one thing I had to say, Joe,
like a graphic or something.
Joe never puts himself in the Instagram.
It's not about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like an artist.
Like a lot of
he's the motherfucking Ansel Adams of Instagram, dog.
Me and my kid playing drum.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think you should let him touch your penis. That's just my.
I put me behind the scenes on Louis with the guy, the nightmare monster.
That's awesome. No one else is doing that.
Put it near the neck saddle. I want to see that neck saddle.
Yes, neck saddle photography.
I want to see more grilling
together.
I want to see more cooking
I think
and grilling.
Did you like the grilling?
Well, I'm a big grill guy.
I have some grilling on.
Yeah, no, I know. I like to see more.
You hate the Ramberries?
I do a lot of food and grilling on.
I love you two to death.
Oh man,
what else you got? That it?
That's it.
All right, Scopo, Deepu, what do you got?
You can follow me on Twitter. Yeah. You can follow me at R2Deepu across the board. Also, I'll have some shows coming up August 9th in Park Slope at Freddy's Bar, August 11th at Bar None. Zach Amico from the Real Ass Podcast will be there, so you can go check both of us out for that. And at August 24th, I'll be at Hosteling International doing a show uptown. Thank you, Bobby.
See that? Passive aggressive.
Copy. You just read copy.
You can't even take it because none of it comes from the heart.
How am I going to convince you?
How will you convince me?
I feel that. I feel
how
the love.
How will I know if he really loves me? How will I know?
You know,
if
I'm just frustrated in life. You know, and I don't know how to show that I love. Scopa, what do you got?
That was funny. Deepu with a couple of pearls.
I'm getting there, baby.
Yeah, he's trying.
You say I try too hard. Is that an actual problem?
I don't say you try too hard. Never said that.
Said that last week.
Well, last week you did. This week you're doing fine.
Oh, thank you.
See, I can't even buy that. It was just a weird robotic thing.
You just think I hate you for some...
Because
one other Indian guy gave you a bad impression. Now you hate all of us.
What Indian guy?
Remember the thing at the airport? Some Indian guy bumped into you, and you were like, you
first
guys
of all, he
are
didn't bump into me. He smashed my Achilles. Okay? Three times.
Here's the problem. Here's
there's
the problem.
A big... See how you take shit? Oh, some Indian guy just bumped into you, and you flipped out. He smashed my Achilles three times. It has nothing to do with you being Indian.
Knock okay. three times.
Here's what's going on. This has been for both of you. You know what? You both go at each other a little bit, and you never look at each other.
I can't. The cameras are this way.
Okay.
I'm a professional.
I gotcha. All right.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if like if off the seat, like you know, because you're both like, you know, you're saying your thing like you're in a different room.
I have a sinus infection. I can't do this. My head hurts.
I'm just scared to look him in the eye. So.
What do you got?
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
You get me on Twitter at Chris Scopo on the Twitter.
Can you be more enthusiastic when you do your plugs?
You know.
I mean, I know, but I need you to sell yourself more. Because you're part of this show.
Like yes. An LA prostitute.
I don't want some shitty fucking open micer going, I'm going to be wherever. Sell it. Have some more pride in yourself.
All right.
You're doing fantastic.
Yeah, take your shirt off.
Take my shirt off?
Yes, take your shirt off.
Take my shirt off?
Take it off.
I'll take it off.
Do it. Take it off.
I'm not going to lie.
Take it off.
Oh, yeah.
Not been doing CrossFit lately.
Take it off.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
Ooh, not bad. Not bad. Somebody wrote some shit on your chest.
Yeah.
I wrote a terrible tattoo.
I know.
What the fuck is written on your tit?
Ugh, it's not fun.
And why is it so small? What's on? What is it?
It says parking in rear.
What does it say? Les forever? Where's the bomb bandana? Can I have that, Joe?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry. That was my left hand.
That's look how I quick mean. He was to give it to me. See?
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't wait to get rid
what
of it.
What does it say on your tit?
It says, listen to your heart in Italian.
Oh, my. Dude. Oh.
Listen, I was going through a breakup, and I wasn't drinking. I needed to cause myself some pain.
Lord,
I needed to cause myself some pain, and it was not a tattoo I should have got.
One of your
I
worst two decisions
that.
In life was to get that tattoo and to do comedy.
Can I say, Dan, you haven't heard my say in a while. I'm getting better.
Who did you ask?
Did you ask? I did it on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, but who did you say ask what it meant in Italian? You don't speak Italian.
No, I do.
You
ask
do?
Ask Matteo Lane.
Yeah. Can you please put this around your microphone?
Yeah, sure.
That's for you, because that's you. For your tattoo.
Thank you.
If you're going to get a Tom Petty song, you should have gotten Free Fallin'.
Give it to Joe.
Can I give it that
yeah.
Song?
Yeah.
I would add a color to your nipples if I was going to get any tattoo.
Yeah, really
I got tiny nipples.
You got puffy nipples. Like I
don't like the fucking white. The white still. Ugh, your deodorant sucks.
Yeah, because I just
use
sweat.
A clean.
What does he
stick.
Have? LL Cool J armpits.
Yeah, look from, at it.
Like
bring
when
your
he did unplugged.
Show him. Show
my arm up. This is the.
Looks like your armpit was eating an ice cream cone.
You know what? You can't. I tried to fucking shave my hair down, not fully, but a little bit. But it sucks because it's like you know, it's too much hair.
I just got my skin tags removed from under my armpit.
Can I put my shirt?
Oh, I had those in my penis. Ugh,
so did I.
Warts.
Yeah.
Fucking creep. No, to keep your shirt off while I read my thing.
Yeah.
All right, ready? What do I got? First
Long
of all,
Island.
First of all, Thursday nights, 10 o'clock, FX.
Yes.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Sex and drugs.
And
rock and roll.
Oh, I was going to actually do the real song.
Yeah, do
sex
it.
Sex and drugs and wait, rock and roll.
Hang on, wait.
All right. All right.
Bump, bump. All right.
Yeah. Gigi's so hot.
Yeah, she likes you, too. She
what?
Likes,
you keep saying this. Don't, no. He did this cute. To me. He goes, yeah, she thinks you're cute. And I was
yes,
like, really?
That's what he said
no.
to me.
You're so such a dickhead.
And I was like, don't lie to me. He's like, no, I'm serious. I'm serious.
She
I'm
can't
like, really?
Think more than one guy's cute?
Shut up, Joe.
You're both cute, you jerks.
I mean, come on.
She didn't say I was cute.
Mm. She did not. I will second that. Hang on one second.
What are you doing?
Calling Gigi.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes.
Put my shirt off.
Who's, look how excited you fucking queens got. Hang on. I got to.
Liz Gillies.
Hang on.
She's an actress.
She's on the show.
Yeah. Oh, the daughter.
Yeah. Yes.
Liz.
Really? Was she on the show with you guys?
I love that you're right. You said Liz and it was ringing.
That was a great moment.
Hang she's on the show. No. I've never met her.
No. Oh, okay. You met her twice? She's great.
God, I wish you'd pick her.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
She's too famous.
For what?
You know?
What, to answer the phone for me?
I think, yeah.
I'm
I
on mean, the show with her. She answers the phone.
I mean...
The Mesh's attitude... I mean...
Dude, she's doing an interview. She must be doing interviews.
Well...
she said you were cute.
lying.
She, I swear to God.
She said I was cute?
She said you were cute too, but she originally, the original cute that she said Dan was.
Yeah, but
she said, who's that guy?
She didn't say that.
Liar.
I'm not kidding,
you're
dude.
From where? What picture?
From the podcast.
Liar.
Oh, swear which to picture? God.
No, what it was.
Wait,
is
listen,
a poster?
I'm not fucking stroking your dick.
I know.
I'm telling you, either you accept it or not. She said you
look
were
at
cute.
Me in the face. This face.
Here we go.
This
look right face. Here. Right at you. What do you got?
All right.
Watch me. Watch
just
me. Let me.
This
Joe, this is
bang
you,
in your old shower.
Oh, right here,
it.
Joe.
Oh, I love it.
Go.
My
what
dick
do you
is
need?
Hard.
Did she say I was cute?
Yes. She said you were cute.
Did she say Chris Scopo was cute?
She said Chris was cute.
Look at me.
Wait, look at me. Look at me. But not first.
I
and
don't care about first. I care that
the
we
one she
are
said.
Same
how's this? Anymore. Ready? Who's that? Where? That guy.
Bobby said,
"That's my friend Dan."
He's headlining
he's
Sacramento
cute.
Punchline. She said, "Who is that?"
Anyways, all right. What do I got for
ready
dates?
Your dates ready? If you're listening live, Long Island, it's Friday, Saturday, Governors, first show Friday, Bohemia, second show Belmore. Go get it. Utah.
No, he's the worst.
Bobby's coming August 20th.
Go get
20th.
It.
Oh,
what the fuck does go
this
get
this is what
it,
I was saying
I
about
said,
the Instagram photos.
I said Bobby's coming.
It's too much, right?
Nobody says shit like, oh, he's, oh, get ready. Joe List comes in and really starts throwing heat off the bat.
Yeah, you
I read
that
one time while
much.
I was pooping. And
I
it
said
upset
Bobby's
me.
Coming.
It stopped me
no,
from pooping.
On the Instagram, you say,
on the Instagram,
he's
you go,
swinging out of the gate.
And he comes firing bullets. The
yeah,
only
really
bullet
do,
that should be fired ooh. Is at your face when you write something like that.
Yeah, you really do sound like an announcer from the fucking 20s.
And guess what? Tomorrow on The Shadow, who's going to be coming? Is it his old nemesis?
You know what? Fine. You know what? Deepu will do the things from that.
Like,
he might not
Deepu,
be here.
This is Deepu's Instagram descriptions.
And then there are other people who might be able to help me out of this place. And then the mean bald man talks to me. I do not like him. I don't want you to know how much I dislike him, but I really believe he will burn in his next life.
Oh, I know how much he doesn't like me. He tells me on Twitter.
I can't wait to write a description.
An assumed name all the time.
I can't wait to write
please,
a description.
Please, fans of the show, make
no,
Deepu
you don't have to.
Parody accounts.
You don't have to. They're already made. They're already made by Deepu.
All right.
My friend's in the FBI. I have sources. I know things.
I gotta go.
All right, listen. Go to Robert Kelly. What? Go to RobertKellyLive.com. I'm going on vacation for a week next week. Then I go to where after that? I'm in Utah.
Utah.
Utah at?
50 West Club.
Which is a brand new club in Utah. If you're from Utah or you're near Utah, please spread the word. Tell everybody and get your tickets.
Jersey, you have a one-nighter at the Comedy Shop in Pompton Plains.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that. Maybe I'll fucking see if I can bring one of you, two of you guys with me. Of course, watch the show. Of course, buy the album off my website. Or just go buy the audio album off of iTunes and review. And listen, if you're listening to this, subscribe and review to the YouTube page. Subscribe, review. I can't say it enough. Don't watch this fucking video. If you watch 30 seconds of this video, subscribe, review. Tell a friend. Okay?
Let
we work hard every week. Now, I want to let you know, we haven't taken a break ever. You've never been without a You Know What Dude podcast. We've always pulled it together for nada. Okay? Not 1 cent. Me and the boys work hard, along with all these fucks that come in here for nothing, to hang out, shoot the shit, and have fun for you guys. So all you truck drivers who listen to the show and it keeps you up, all you dudes in your car going to fucking your jobs, all you girls who are home or at your cube or at your job, wherever the fuck that is, and you love this show, love you for showing up. Please keep showing up at our gigs, because that's what we really do. We want you to show up and support us. And tell somebody about it. Subscribe, review. We love you guys. You're the best fans in the world. You know what, dude? I'll see you later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.